Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The U.S. military completing a round of strikes early Thursday morning in Iran. The U.S. military central command says it hit some 90 targets across Iran. At Ankara, Turkey, President Trump tells reporters a former president tried to negotiate with Iran by giving them money.
Obama actually gave them vast amounts of money. You'd like this. He gave them a plane load of money, $1.7 billion in green cash. They load up a Boeing. They loaded up a Boeing 757. Remember the old 750? It was a beautiful plane loaded up with cash. It took all the seats out.
The strikes took place shortly after the president declared the memorandum of understanding with Tehran is over. Graham Plantner drops out of the Senate race, allowing Maine Democrats to replace him. Correspondent Laura Winters.
Graham Plantner has dropped out of the Maine Senate race. Top Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, called on him to step aside as an ex-girlfriend came forward, accusing him of breaking into her home and sexually assaulting her. He releases a video on his ex page denying any wrongdoing.
I have faced some very serious allegations, and I just want to make it clear, this is all false. The things that have been claimed did not happen.
Laura Winters reporting.
Utah prosecutors planning to play audio clips in open court of law enforcement officials interviewing the roommate of the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Defense attorneys fought against the public release of the statements from Tyler Robinson's roommate, Lance Twiggs. Robinson charged with aggravated murder. He has not entered a plea. A hazardous record-breaking heat wave scorching the United States, bringing triple-digit temperatures to millions, a powerful heat dome roasting the western U.S. Some of the most intense heat will be centering on the Rockies. More from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
They're getting some rain showers near the Bay Bridge, so be prepared for that, especially on the west end through Sandy Point out to about Whitehall Road. We can see the spray from the vehicles. The rain is trying to work its way across the bay eventually, but it's light rain for the most part, but the roadways are wet. Good start with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. All the problems right now, not there yet. Maybe later, so we'll take it early without any problems at all. Coming south from O'Donnell Street, right at O'Donnell Street at 895. There's a wreck at O'Donnell Street at Ponca over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here, Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking a chance for strong to severe storms today. Downpours, damaging wind gusts, and even some hail possible. Otherwise, hot and a little more humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees in Nottingham and 72 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County fire officials say nearly three dozen people are being treated at area hospitals after an MTA bus crashed into a building in the 1500 block of Reisterstown Road. The accident happened around 6 p.m., and officials declared it a mass casualty incident. Multiple ambulances, a medevac helicopter, and a team from shock trauma responded to the scene. At least one crash victim is said to be in critical condition. The crash damaged multiple vehicles and downed power lines. And the Maryland Attorney General's Office has delayed the release of body camera video of a fatal police-involved crash in Harford County.
County. The Independent Investigations Division says it needs additional time to confirm the identity of the person who died and to conduct interviews. The June 9th crash in Belcamp happened when Senior Deputy Alan Jennings of the K-9 unit tried to stop a driver who fled and crashed into several vehicles. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 905. The pick 4, 4761. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports with Sean Casey coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Gary has a morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention Gary's name. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer. Well, the Orioles got out slugged last night by the Cubs, 9-7. The Royal Park in Camden Yards. Tyler O'Neill went deep twice for the Birds, which have now dropped 3 in a row, 7 of their last 10 games, mired in dead last place overall in the American League East. The Orioles will try to salvage a 3-game set later this afternoon. That game has been moved up from tonight to 1:35 this afternoon due to impending weather. Former Major League reliever and pitching coach Phil Regan, who managed the Orioles at one point, died at the age of 89. The right-handed pitcher for four teams over 13 years, including an all-star campaign with the Dodgers in 1966. Believe it or not, that was a magical year for the Birds, that is for sure. Elsewhere in sports, the quarterfinal round of the World Cup is here. France and Morocco square off in New England as the semifinals rematch of the 2022 tournament. The French secured a 2-0 victory back then, eventually to fell to Argentina in that final. Elsewhere, quarterfinals continued at Wimbledon on Wednesday. Alexander Zverev earned a straight set victory against Taylor Fritz in the men's singles. Women's singles saw Linda Noskova top Elise Mertens, and Marta Kostoka beat Jasmine Paolini. And that's the latest on Wimbledon. And take a look at sports. More coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll also hear from the Orioles manager, Alvarez, on the big loss last night to the Cubs. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, July the 9th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in the hour, Plattner drops out. He's gone. The Nazi-tattooed alleged rapist has been forced out by the Democrats. Dan Cox and his pivot to run on affordability. Top story here today. The president yesterday concludes the NATO summit, pronounces the ceasefire, in his opinion, is now over, and then proceeds to pound Iran. Over 90 different targets hit last night. This may be just the beginning. Maybe this is the time to finish off the job, or maybe it's just the latest in ongoing stages of trying to get them back to the negotiation tables. Here's what he said yesterday from the NATO summit.
And so we hit them very hard last night, very hard. I would say 20 to 1, 20 times tougher. I told them every time you hit, we hit. And, of course, they're dirty players, so they go after everyone, probably including me. I've been number one on their list for years, and they're a bunch of scum. You want to know the truth? They're scum. And so we don't like them. I don't like them. And they're evil people, and it's the denuclearization of Iran. And we're going to denuke it. We're not going to let them because they're crazy, and they can't have a nuclear weapon. And they go around killing people. They've killed thousands and thousands of our soldiers. They've killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people.
Exactly. And this is the reason why many people were somewhat skeptical that they would any kind of lasting peace deal could be cut with the murderous mullahs of Iran. But he said that Iran is like a cancer, and you know what has to happen with cancer.
But these are evil, sick people, and we have to rid their cancer. Their cancer. You know what you do? You got to cut out cancer early. Man, that's the way I feel.
And then he was asked, well, if that's the way you feel, Mr. President, then do you believe that the MOU is dead? Is the ceasefire over?
To me, I think it's over. I don't want to deal with them anymore. They're scum. You know what scum is? They're scum. They're sick people. They're led by sick people. And they're vicious, violent people. And if they had a nuclear weapon, they'd use it. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Yeah. So as far as he is concerned, it's over. But, you know, there's still a qualifier there. As far as I am concerned, it's over. But then he went on to say in that press conference that, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner and Rubio and Vance are all still, you know, willing to go back to the table if Iran has something to say that's worthy. So he's still leaving that peace diplomatic option open, but it doesn't look good. Not especially when you're, you know what they did? They asked him for the funeral of the Ayatollah Khamenei, don't kill us while we're outside during the funeral. And President Trump says, okay, we're in a ceasefire negotiation. We're not going to kill you while you're honoring your murderous mad mullah being laid to rest. And while they were doing the funeral, they hit those three ships in the Strait of Hormuz. So this is who you're dealing with. They are, remember, in radical Islam, in fundamentalist Islam, they practice something called taqiyya, which is deceit. They believe it's okay to deceive and lie to the infidel, to the non-believers, if you will. And that's exactly what they've been doing to President Trump and the negotiation team. So Trump said, that's it. Ceasefire over. Welcome to, hell on earth once again. All right, more on that. What are President Trump's options? What do you think he should be doing, should not be doing? 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you this morning. All right, now time for traffic weather on the threes at 613. Here he is, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I like tequila.
You like tequila?
Yes.
Yes.
Very nice.
It's like tortilla.
A little bit right now, just to cut the dust a little bit, you know?
A little salt around the rim and a little lime there for you.
Yeah. Now we're talking. We should have an open bar this summer morning. How'd you like that wreck overnight?
Oh!
We'll have to talk about that when we get done with it.
Yeah, we do.
They've updated the accident scene in the city. The original report said O'Donnell at Ponca. That's right at 895. They moved it. I don't know they didn't find it over there. So they actually found it at O'Donnell Street and Dundalk Avenue, a couple of miles to the east. So city police are still there. No construction yet. They'll be there shortly, though. Northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. Right now, the Beltway looks good. JFX is good. The tunnels all running okay. Some areas, including northern Baltimore County and up into Harford County, getting some light rain. And then we had some light showers at the first report this morning in and around the Annapolis area. Some of that rain was eventually going to work its way across the bay and over to the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chance for strong, severe storms a little bit later on today with heavy rain. Again, got a flood watch in effect. Damaging wind gusts, hail possible. Here we go again.
Wow.
Otherwise hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s today. Right now, of course, it is already 70 degrees in the downtown Baltimore. Time for some one-liner news for you. After Argentina's controversial win over Egypt, World Cup fans are claiming the tournament is fixed in Argentina's favor. Didn't help when a FIFA spokesman said that the situation was messy.
I got it.
All right. As in Lionel Messi.
Yes.
Is it possible that the games are as fake as all the injuries? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
These people should go right from the pitch into Hollywood.
Look, it'd be easy enough to throw it, quite frankly,
yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
You know, you fall down, the goalie doesn't quite make the play.
You whiff on a penalty kick.
Sure.
And he never
stub your toe when you get ready to kick it in.
That's right.
There's always hangnail.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to...
During a press conference, President Trump misspoke and called Iran the Islamic Republic of Japan.
Well, he only missed about so much.
He also referred to President Zelensky as President Putin yesterday. And, of course, the left is pouncing. See, we told you. He's got dementia.
He's unstable.
He's got cognitive decline. No, he's got fatigue is what it is.
Well, of course.
You travel as much as he travels with a little bit of sleep. Again, and then he went out and held a press conference and just dazzled everybody. So, if that's true, though, if Japan has got an issue there, we're in trouble. Major League Baseball's got it. Full of Japanese players.
Mm-hmm.
New York Post is reporting a new kind of magic mushroom that causes users to see tiny gnome-like people all around them.
Oh. Cool!
Maybe we should hire them.
There's no place like Gnome.
Right?
It's either that or in your grandmother's garden. I'm not sure which.
And Toto, too.
This is weird. A new survey shows 74% of Americans check their tissue after blowing their nose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, maybe people think it's gross, but it's not.
Oh, my Lord. You had nothing to do last night.
I really didn't. I was bored out of my mind.
Wow.
Katie Kirk has revealed that she recently suffered a bout of transient global amnesia and temporarily lost her memory. Listen to this. Kirk did not know what year it was and also thought Joe Biden was still the president.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay. The story.
That's okay because Joe Biden still thought Katie Kirk was on the Today Show, which we know she wasn't.
Right.
Judges, listen to this. Judges ruled that a class action lawsuit can proceed against United Airlines for charging passengers a premium for a window seat when the seats didn't have a window next to them.
Oh.
So they were getting charged a window aisle with no window.
Wow.
I'm wondering, do you get charged for a window seat when all you see is the wing?
Yeah, right. That's always fun.
There's not much view there whatsoever. Mm-hmm. A new mom out of Canada, her name is Carolina Moreno, gave birth to her baby while she was sleeping.
Oh. Must be nice.
Apparently how it was conceived.
Nurses found the baby minutes later under a pile of blankets. The baby is 100% healthy.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. We just had a baby. Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable that you didn't feel that.
Now, before you think that's weird, it happened to me. Not to me personally, but our firstborn, Hunter, when he was born, my wife Robin got an epidural, and she was obviously had been induced, and she was, taking a nap. And the doctor came in at some point, checking on her, while she was sleeping on the epidural, and says, "Come here, I want to show you something." And sure enough, and Hunter's head was crowning at that point. She had no idea. They had to wake her
stop
up
it.
To wow. give birth, and she pushed for 20 minutes, boom, right out.
I want to comment so very badly for all
for
our
some
women
people,
listeners.
For some people, it's a very easy birth. For others,
2 days of unmedicated labor, 4 hours of pushing, and then they did a C-section. Hello.
Oh my goodness, that is bad. That is really bad.
Thank you.
But well worth it.
I had
well
to.
Worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And that bus crash. What happened there? Anybody know what caused the bus crash here in Pikesville?
I saw where it was originally. The word was the bus was going south on Reisterstown Road, passed through the light at Old Court. You start up a little bit of a hill there,
right,
and then got involved. Now, did the bus driver have a medical problem? Did somebody cut him off? And then the bus ended up across the road and into a building that was on the northbound side.
Into the FedEx building.
Yes.
Yeah, which is now structurally damaged. Nobody right. can go in there. And look, they had over 30 people that were injured in this crash. And mm-hmm. one car rolled. It flipped mm-hmm. completely.
Right.
Just now, crazy.
Isn't that a very congested? Aren't
yes.
there cars parked on the side and past the Giant?
Yes. Well, it's actually it's past Old Court, which Giant's on Old Court. So you go past Old Court, and then you go down a little dip, and then you go up a little bit of a hill.
Mm-hmm. And
right
it's
there.
Lined with cars. It's a very busy area. Holy smoke.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be going any that time of day, 25:30 at the most.
Of that. But you had, again, over 30 injured, all sorts of cars involved, and a bus going into the building. It just, you know, thank God nobody was killed, right. although there were some serious injuries. Yeah. So,
you know, the thing that got me is I'm sitting there as I'm getting the word coming in, 15 medic units.
Yeah.
15
They brought
them
all over,
medevacs.
Surrounding counties and everything.
Yeah, Anne Arundel, Howard, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, two medic units, 15 medic units on the ground. Unbelievable.
Yeah, got to be careful.
The Shock Trauma Go team was also out there.
Yeah, got to be very careful, folks. It's just, I got to tell you, the road rage, the road behavior, the erratic, reckless driving. I was on the road last night. I was on 695 going out to babysit my grandchildren, and two guys were racing each other, cutting in and out of traffic. And, you know, we're doing 55, 60 miles an hour. And they must have been going 75, 80, 85 or something. And in and out, in and out, in and out. And it just, it's a miracle that it wasn't an accident.
And if you don't check your mirror every once in a while, you get caught up in it.
You're absolutely right. All right, Chuck, got to run. Thanks.
Yep.
So talk to you in a couple. Vinny Steele's your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny's got a number of programs to help sell your home, and he does it with that database of 12 to 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now today. There's the Trade Your Home In program, just like you would a vehicle. Vinny's got all the details on that. There's the Fix-It program, where if you've got some issues with your home that might need repair, and you don't feel like dealing with contractors, Vinny will do all that for you, and he'll subtract the cost of those repairs at settlement. There's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, which you can sell it and stay in your home up to 12 months, so there's no worry about timing the sale of your home in order to buy another one. So these are just one or two, actually, of the many programs that Vinny does offer for selling 3% more money, 3% faster than any other realtor. Call today, 410-709-7515.
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Folks, it's time for traffic and weather on the threes, I should say, and Chuck Whitaker standing by right now with a complete update. Lug Nuts Johnson.
There's a report now, some police activity in the western part of the city, and they have a perimeter set up, Mosier Street at Argyle Avenue, so that's going to be really local traffic right through there. So right in that area, block or so, perimeter set up, and whatever is going on, they have that going on right now, just in the last 10 minutes. So some areas are blocked off locally for that. City police with the wreck on the east side, O'Donnell Street at Dundalk Avenue, still clear, no construction yet on 95 northbound in Harford County, and we're still definitely under a five-minute delay. Good conditions right now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chance for strong and severe storms today. Heavy rain, damaging wind gusts, hail possible. Otherwise, it'll be a hot and humid day. Highs in the upper 80s, and right now 75 and cloudy in Annapolis. And we're talking about what should the president do with Iran. Of course, we all thought, look, he is, first and foremost, his default position is peace. He wants to, he is a peace president. He has already ended 7 or 8 wars. He thought that he could be able to end the Russia-Ukraine war fairly quickly, but they're pretty dug in, and maybe the cooler heads will prevail. And then, of course, he did something that no other president has done in 47 years, is make Iran pay for the death of thousands of Americans before they would get a nuclear weapon. And so now the question is, what are the options? And over 90 targets were hit yesterday, and pretty spectacular. I saw some of the footage from the Pentagon as Iran is now getting pounded. They hit 3 ships. We hit them 10 times, 15, 20 times harder, according to the president.
We just hit them very hard. And I say we hit them 20 to 1. Every time they hit us, we're going to hit them 20. And we did it last night. They did a little something today, but it was really retribution for last night. They hit actually 3 boats, not 2. And when they hit, we hit back much harder.
Are we returning to a full-scale military conflict, sir?
I don't know. I don't know. We'd win it very quickly. It's another way of doing it. We have many ways we can win. But we've already won militarily. They have very little left. And they want to make a deal so badly. They called a little while ago. They want to make a deal so badly. I just don't know if they're worthy of making a deal. I don't know that they're going to honor the deal. That's the problem.
Iran has responded by attacking their allies, or former friends, I should say, in the Gulf region, Kuwait and Bahrain. But the president did mention something yesterday caused a lot of ears to perk up, and that is he believes that one of the things he has to do now is to possibly take Karg Island. That is the oil processing island that Iran is able to export most of its oil from.
Desalinization plants, we'll take them out if we have to. I hate to do that. That's probably the one I would like not to do, at least. We attacked Karg Island last night. We knocked out a piece. I said, don't touch the oil, because maybe we'll take over Karg Island. We may take over Karg Island. There's not a thing they can do about it. But I said, don't hit the pipes. Just hit everything else. And they hit it. They may hit it again tonight.
All right, so what should the president do? Well, it looks like the MOU is, dead for now, unless something miraculous happens and it's resurrected. I think sanctions are going to be put back in place. Iran now can no longer is licensed to sell its oil. I think the blockade should be reimposed and continue the economic strangulation of this state sponsor of terror. I think they should reinstall the kill list. So you had your chance to negotiate, and you didn't. They took out the first set of leaders, the second set of leaders, the current set of leaders should be taken out as well, and whoever replaces them. Of course, I think the president should finish the job, and we don't want a forever war, obviously. We don't want, ground forces. You know, it has been suggested that maybe we'll continue to dominate the air and the sea and let the Israelis, let the IDF go in on the ground and give them free reign with Iran. Now, the downside to that is it's going to anger some of the Arab countries in that part of the world. So not quite sure if that is going to happen or not. But this is president called this retribution against the attacks on commercial shipping and civilian crews that were navigating international waterways. Quote, this is in retribution for yesterday's bombing of ships by Iran. If it happens again, it will get much worse. I just think keep it up. Now, he says, allegedly, they were begging for a deal after they got hit hard again last night. Well, we've been here before. This is deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra used to say. Again, we've seen what they do. They come to the peace table. Again, they agree to, okay, no nukes. Then they go out and they say something completely different to the streets of Iran and the Arab world. So they're duplicitous. The president, who said that they were more rational, well, the third set of leaders, a little bit more rational than the first. But obviously you can't be that rational if you're watching your country being systematically destroyed. But this is what happens when you have people that want to grab power and retain power at all costs. These are desperate measures by Iran. And I think the threading the needle here is you've got to do this without killing a lot of innocent civilians in Iran. Paz says the MOU was a mistake. Bombing should have continued relentlessly until the IRGC was destroyed and Iran's ability to manufacture nuclear weapons obliterated. President Trump once said that Iran never won a war but never lost a negotiation. Events have proven this statement true. You can't negotiate with zealots that seek to destroy you, so either finish it with intent to include seizing Karg Island or go home and watch Iran use the Strait of Hormuz to drive up oil prices before the midterms, which will lead to a GOP shellacking. Well, it may happen even without the Hormuz oil, based on the way the Republicans act of late. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates is explaining why his office is not pursuing an attempted murder case against a Safe Streets worker. Bates says the federal system provides the strongest path to holding Antoine Burton accountable. He says Burton is on federal parole for a prior conviction, and by referring the firearm prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office, he faces potential penalties for the gun charges and violating his supervision. Bates says, based on his criminal history, Burton may also qualify as an armed career criminal, which carries a sentence of 15 years to life for illegally possessing a firearm. And a former paraeducator at Guilford Park High School in Jessup has been sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of third-degree sex offense. 27-year-old William Nelson II of Elkridge met a 15-year-old boy through a dating app, and they had sex in Nelson's vehicle. The victim reported it to school staffers, who called police. According to the Howard County State's Attorney's Office, Nelson was sentenced to 10 years in prison with all but 235 days suspended, which equals his time served. He's also been sentenced to 5 years of supervised probation under a specialized program for people convicted of sex offenses. Nelson must also register as a sex offender. And the Maryland Department of the Environment is investigating a fish kill in the Inner Harbor. The impact stretches from the Canton Waterfront Park to South Ann Street and areas across the harbor near Domino Sugar. Officials have documented around 1,000 dead menhaden, 126 dead blue crabs, and several other fish species. The likely cause is a localized pistachio tide, which is a sulfur bacteria bloom that creates a green surface sheen and makes a sulfur odor as it decomposes, depleting oxygen in the water. Officials say the incident is different than the weekend fish kill in the Potomac River, which was likely caused by high water temperatures and reduced river flow. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Get ready to unwrap your best health during the Rescue Natural Supplements Christmas in July sale event with savings on up to 73% off. That's right. The season of giving is making a huge summertime comeback with a site-wide slash pricing on over 50 research-backed formulas crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. From high-intensity omega-3s and doctor-recommended cholesterol balance to for mobility, gut health, and even advanced cognitive support, now is the perfect time to take advantage of serious discounts and discover why thousands have trusted Rescue's quality and value for over 40 years. So celebrate Christmas in July with sale prices and save up to 73% off on a limited time. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. You won't regret giving yourself the gift of finally feeling your best. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can go online at res-q.com for up to 73% off today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there may be an incident along I-95 near O'Donnell Street. It's pretty much on the shoulder. Can't tell for sure if it's a wreck. There were two vehicles and a police car there. It's well off the roadway, but just a heads up if you're traveling 95 through there. Not a big deal right now, but some flashing lights in the area. There's a report now of a tree down on the west side of the county. If you're traveling Rolling Road near Dogwood Road, keep an eye out for Baltimore County Police. They're directing traffic now in that area. And by the way, the police car just cleared from that incident at I-95 and O'Donnell Street, so we're back to normal now through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here, Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking a chance for strong to severe storms today. Downpours, damaging wind gusts, and even some hail possible. Otherwise, hot and a little more humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. Slugfest at Oriole Park in Camden Yards last night. And, yep, the Orioles got out-hit and out-slugged by the Cubs. They lose 9-7. Tyler O'Neill went deep for twice for the Birds. They've now dropped three games in a row, seven of their last 10 overall, and they'll try to salvage a three-game set today. It's an afternoon game. The game's been moved up due to the weather forecast. First pitch scheduled at 1:35 this afternoon. NBA Summer League resumes from Vegas tonight. 76ers tip off against the Pistons. Wizards duel the Jazz later in the evening. Quarterfinal round, the World Cup is here. France and Morocco score off in New England. The semifinals rematch of the 2022 tournament from Qatar. Saturday, of course, Switzerland will face England, Norway, and of course, I should say in Switzerland. No, that's wrong. I don't know what that's completely messed up. All right, well, let's just move on. Don't understand that at all. In any event, the quarterfinals continue to Wimbledon on Wednesday. There we go. Alexander Zverev earned a straight set victory against Taylor Fritz in men's singles. He'll face Arthur Ferry in the semifinals after the Brit upset Flavio Caboli. Women's singles saw Linda Noskova top Elisa Mertens and Marta Kostyuk beat Jasmine Paolini. In the men's doubles, it was Marcelo Arevalo and Matti Pavic facing Kevin Krywitz and Tim Putes in the semifinals. Not a lot of household names in tennis these days. Longtime Indianapolis Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri will be honored by the team during the upcoming season. The team announced today that it will induct Vinatieri into its Ring of Honor during its Week 6 home game against the Tennessee Titans. He spent 14 seasons with Indianapolis, helping the team claim his Super Bowl victory in the 2006 season. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
.637, 23 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. It is, well, lines are open if you'd like to weigh in on what do you think is going to happen with Iran. Is this President Trump going to finish the job? This is just another round of punishment to get him back to the negotiation table. I always think he leaves that option open if somebody is truly willing to negotiate a peace. But the problem with the Iranians are they just don't seem to be willing. It seems like they stall, they buy time, they'll lie to your face and then go do something completely different after. And I think the anecdote that President Trump shared over the last 24 hours in which they said, please don't kill us while we're at the funeral of the Ayatollah. And then he said, okay. And then at the very same moment, they were firing against ships. And so you can't trust these people. You can't trust them as far as you can throw them. That is for sure. So just keep that in mind with any of that. Moving on to some local politics here today. It is interesting that the Republican gubernatorial nominee, Dan Cox, as now, of course, there are some deep divisions, as we know, within the Maryland Republicans, despite President Trump's endorsement of Dan Cox in the last election cycle. We had locked down Larry with his then back to Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz in the primary and got beaten badly. Then that sort of just disrupted the party. And the party has not been the same since. And now, of course, we had, in the last week, we had John Myrick saying that he was working with Dan Cox. He said that on this program, that they were looking forward to campaigning with him, maybe even endorsing him. And then 3 days later, saying no endorsement, no campaigning, see ya, best of luck. Yesterday, Ed Hale Sr. said, no, there were some things said, allegedly, by Dan Cox that didn't sit well with him, and he will not support him, will not help him in any way, shape, or form. And Ed went on to say he was starting a podcast and really didn't left it up in the air if there was any political future whatsoever for him. So we're right back where we started from, as the Maxine Nightingale song went. But Cox is now kind of shifting and pivoting to, I think, the issues that I think are winning issues. I really do. In an interview with the Baltimore Sun, of course, we're finding out that he basically said that he's going to focus on economic issues. Democrats are going to try to portray him as a MAGA extremist, as a Trump acolyte, and the like, going back to the campaign they ran in 22. Yesterday, Ed Hale Sr. said they put out the playbook, exactly what they did to Cox in 22, they did in 26, where he won the primary and lost badly in the general, over 30-point loss to Westmore in the general election. And now Ed Hale Sr. says he sees the same thing there happening this year. But could it be different? Can it be different? Remember, in the last election cycle, he was running against, again, the potential first black governor of the state of Maryland. Democrats have a whopping advantage. Even though President Trump improved his standing among Republican voters in this state, Democrats still don't like Trump, period, for the most part. And this is a Democrat-dominated state because you got, you know, 51% of the electorate is Democrat, 23% Republican, 23% unaffiliated, independent, can't make up our minds, whatever you want to call them. And I think that's a recipe, that's a formula for disaster each and every election cycle. But anyway, Cox said he's going to be running on affordability issues, issues like, again, we're getting taxed out the wazoo, largest tax increase in the history of Maryland in 2025. The high user fees, vehicle registrations, permitting, and the like. You can't retire in this state unless you're you know, pretty wealthy. Otherwise, you got to downsize. You know, I've seen this happen in my circle of friends. I've seen people have four-bedroom colonial homes and have to downsize into a one- or two-bedroom condo because they can't, you know, can't afford to live in the state. And they stay here because their family is here. It's not that they want to stay. Look, I love the state. The state's beautiful. My family and grandchildren are here. But again, it makes it very, very difficult. So this is an affordability issue. Now, that's not to mention the skyrocketing electric bills, which are entirely the fault of Westmore and the Democrat Party. I know everybody wants to bash BG&E, and yes, BG&E has a role to play in all this with their, you know, their profits and so on and so forth, but they're a business. They're in business to make money. If the Democrats had not come along with this Climate Control Act of 2022, you know, and of course, these war on fossil fuels, and you know, not shutting down coal-fired power plants and looking at alternative options, we might be in a different place right now, but we're not. And so now the predictions are from PJM and others, energy experts, that starting in 2027 all the way through 2028, we may experience rolling brownouts, blackouts, whatever you want to call them. So these are all affordability issues, and I think Cox is smart to focus on these issues because they affect everybody. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or independent or Democrat, whether you're political, apolitical, these issues affect all of us. You don't have to be a political expert to understand that. So, but he's got to get the word out. Now, the question is, doesn't look like he's going to get much help from the Maryland Republican Party. As we heard, his two opponents that ran against him, not interested. Lockdown Larry, not interested. In fact, we've even heard from former Governor Ehrlich. Will he campaign for Dan Cox in this state? Bob Ehrlich still has a great name recognition, still very popular in the state. Will he do it? Now, the Republican Governors Association is apparently going to help. But what about the Maryland GOP? Now, they said they stand behind the nominee, but they've said that before, and we've watched as it was on paper. When it came to boots on the ground, when it came to, you know, helping to raise money and funds and that kind of support, yeah, it kind of dissipated. Your thoughts on that, 643-410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, some brake lights forming up now, 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and then for sure right at the ramp at O'Donnell Street. So from there going into the tunnel now, 5 to 7 minutes going through there. Everybody is coming out of the tunnel on the southbound side and eventually down to Child Street. So no problems in the tunnel, just heavy traffic. And, of course, 895 is only a two-lane road. Four lanes are open southbound into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Brief delays and a speed reduction. Just heavy traffic, though, right now on the southbound side. And, again, the traffic is leaving the tunnel, moving south eventually towards 395. Had a tree down on the west side as you're traveling Rolling Road at Dogwood Road. Be careful in that area. Nothing major so far. Good conditions in and around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chance for strong, severe thunderstorms. Here we go again. Heavy rain, damaging wind gusts, hail possible, otherwise hot and humid. Highs in the upper 80s. We just recovered from the last round of power outages. Hopefully there'll be no repeats, but again, be forewarned. We've got a flood watch in effect for most of the Baltimore metro area as we speak. Right now, flood watch in effect, 73 and cloudy in Columbia. It is 72 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hungry! Hungry Jack!
I haven't heard that in a minute.
A couple of things real quick.
Yes, sir.
There's a heavy line of rain showers just leaving the western shore, headed to the eastern shore right now, about the halfway point up through the bay. And then Cumberland, Hagerstown getting an edge now of that heavy rain through there.
All right, so it's coming. It's on the way.
Yep. It's already arriving.
Tomorrow is National French Fry Day.
Yes!
To mark the occasion, McDonald's is offering free medium world famous fries with any $1 minimum purchase. Well, they aren't free then, are they?
That's definitely, yeah, that, yeah, that's a play on words. Yeah,
exactly.
Even I caught that.
Yeah. Even you, Maggie. So you can get, I guess it's added value, right? You got to make a $1 minimum. Is anything cost $1? You just buy something for $1? Or $1?
Five, maybe.
Really?
Like on the Geezer menu, I mean, I get free coffee and stuff.
On the McGeezer menu? Menu?
Yeah, the McGeezer menu. I didn't have to ask. I just walked in and it was free. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, oh, really? They didn't ask you?
No.
They just gave it to you?
I just looked at my receipt. I'm like, dear God.
Oh, you know, that's embarrassing.
It's over.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think I feel.
Yeah. I did get carded at the movies the other day on a senior citizen discount.
No, well, kidding. Aren't you cool? First, your wife gives birth asleep, and now you get more free stuff. Stop it. Where's my share?
Reese's Pieces, for the first time in a decade, expanding its lineup with a brand new flavor, Reese's Pieces with chocolate cookie. So there you go. Chocolate cookie inside the Reese's Pieces.
That would be good.
Firehouse Subs has introduced its new melts to its menu. Smokin' Honey Chicken Melt and Smoky Honey Steak Melt. Last time I ran into Honey Melts was on Chuck Whitaker. She was on his arm.
Yeah. 2 o'clock
off? I would say something, but it's a little crude. Never mind.
Yes, don't.
Oh, my.
No more oil jokes during the war with Iran.
Hot honey.
Oh. Dunkin' just teamed up with Real Reality Royalty. It continues to celebrate its summer of pink. You're wearing pink today, Maggie.
I am. Kristen is, too.
Yes, she is. It's the pink day. Like, nobody told me. I didn't get the memo.
Sorry.
Fast food chain teamed up with Kylie Jenner to debut the King Kylie Collection. It's a trio of limited time Dunkin' drinks inspired by the King Kylie era. You get candy pink lemonade refresher, vanilla pink cloud, and pink lemon drop sun cloud lemonade.
Oh, boy.
At your participating
Gotta love it.
Dunkin', all right?
That's one busy-sounding lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, I went in and asked for the Kim Kardashian drink. And they gave me two big cups.
It's collagen.
And a chest of drawers.
That's right. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. I'm just wondering, I'm gauging the atmosphere, the environment right now. After, of course, the primary, after now we called for unity, and obviously that call went unanswered. And the question is, what do you think the odds are? What do you think the chances are? Do you think Dan Cox, with these affordability issues, has a chance to upset Wes Moore? Or do you think it's going to be a repeat of 2022, where it will be a bad loss? Then I was talking to a political pundit in the Republican Party in Maryland yesterday, and he said, you know, Sean, Dan does have a chance. But, you know, everything got to hit just right. There's a lot that can happen in the next 4 months. But let's just say that he does win. He pulls a monumental upset here in the state of Maryland. The problem is the legislature is still most likely going to be a supermajority because the Maryland GOP did not do its job. They left so many of these races uncontested. Most of the incumbents that ran won. I think there's only five or six, maybe half a dozen incumbents that are leaving the general insane asylum. So for all intents and purposes, there is still going to be a Democrat supermajority in Annapolis. So even if Dan gets his agenda and on paper through the legislature, they can veto it, and he can veto it, and they can override it. Very simple. We saw that happen to Lockdown Larry in the last term. So is this just the myth of Sisyphus pushing the rock back up the hill and then having that boulder fall on you and start it all over again? What needs to happen to make this change? And we'll talk about that maybe in greater detail as we go through the summer. But, again, we're looking at, we really need to take a long, hard look in the mirror as Republicans in the state of Maryland and figure out what we need to do, what needs to be done to become a legitimate opposition party. And even if Dan Cox is successful, it's going to be a heavy lift to get any of his agenda through this Maryland General Insane Asylum. Not to be Debbie Downer here this morning, but I think that's just a political reality that we're looking at. 6:50, 10 before the hour. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Dan writes in on the redistricting map. What is that purple phallic-looking thing? Is it a red thing? Yeah, I don't know. I really have no idea what that is. Gonna look at that map again to see what that means. 6:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's been an incident on the Tidings Bridge, northbound 95, as you're leaving Harford County across the river at the Susquehanna. One of the vehicles, a truck, was being towed away, and now the state police are behind a vehicle that was in the right lane, and we're getting almost in the process now of clearing the bridge on the northbound side. So anybody north of Level Road in Harford County at 155, as you're getting ready to cross the river, a little bit slow yet, probably will clear out within the next 10 minutes or so. We didn't get a major backup northbound, and they made quick work of the incident on the northbound side. Beltway locally, air fills in a little bit now. 795 Liberty Road down through Frederick Road with the lanes open. We're about a 5 to 7 minute delay, starting to build a little bit more going south into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, a chance for strong, severe storms, heavy rain, damaging wind gusts, hail, all possible. Otherwise, hot and humid, upper 80s. And right now we're looking at 73 in Pikesville. It is 74 and mostly cloudy in Ocean City. Well, the Democrat machine has spoken again. There's nothing Democratic about the Democrats. They pick and choose their candidates. They then... If they think things aren't going well, they decide, after the people have already spoken, by the way, voters have already cast their ballots, they remove people. Hillary screwed Bernie. Again, Kamala screwed, replaced Joe Biden on the ballot. And now, of course, Graham Plattner, the alleged Nazi rapist Democrat Senate candidate, has been negotiating terms for his exit, and finally, yesterday, he decided to call it quits.
We believe that for the movement to continue, it can't be made. And for that reason, we are suspending campaign operations.
There's something else here, of course. This is number one. You got two things. You got the Democrat machine, which is demanding that this happen. And number two, what favorable terms did Herr Plattner get? Remember when Bernie Sanders got screwed by Hillary Clinton? He negotiated a couple of new houses and various indulgences within the party apparatus so that he would exit stage left. And apparently Sanders has been counseling Herr Plattner with this. So I'm thinking that obviously he's going to walk away. He'll make his little stink, and that'll be it. He'll be nice and quiet the rest of the way. But right now he is hitting the Democrat machine pretty hard.
We went toe-to-toe with one of the most entrenched political systems in the history of the world, and we won. We beat them on June 9th in overwhelming numbers. We did it the right way. We built a campaign. We engaged in electoral politics. We motivated people. We banded together. We did it the way that we were told we are supposed to make change. And we won. And now they are not going to let us have it. Not if it's me. And so we're suspending campaign operations. I want to make clear, though, I intend to file my paperwork to withdraw. The process needs to assure that what comes next is reflective of the Mainers who on June 9th turned out and showed that they are desperate for a different kind of politics. It needs to be driven not from back rooms, but by the will of the people.
I don't care about the will of the people. But they're not going to let us have it. Remember that phrase. They, meaning the Democrat machine, okay, the Democrat establishment, and us, meaning the Democrat voters of Maine, they are not going to let us have it. And if you think for one second, Ms. Herr Plattner, that they're going to consider the what Maine voters want, and this guy's basically a socialist, okay? Look, part of me wanted him on the ballot. I really did not want to see him resign or drop out. As horrific as these allegations are, they are still allegations. None of them actually have been proven in a court of law. And I wanted to see, because I think Susan Collins had the best chance against Herr Plattner in the fall. Now they're going to get some guy. Now, the latest guy, Troy Jackson, we told you about him yesterday, the main Democrat Party out there. Again, they're going to pick this guy. The voters won't have a say. Voters aren't going to be able to pick him. The primary was already held on June the 9th. So the voters of Maine have now been silenced. You've been muted once again by your own party. I don't know how much, a ton of bricks have to fall on your head before the light goes off if you're a Democrat voter, that you really don't have much of a say. Okay, yeah, go through the motions of voting for somebody. Say what you want about the Republicans, but Republican voters came out and they chose Dan Cox. It was a surprise to some people and not so much to others. But the Republican voters are getting who they want, whether he's successful or not. You Democrat voters, the candidates are handpicked for you. And that's especially in Maine, especially at the national level with Hillary Clinton, and remember what happened with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So we'll hear from the president during the MAG update on what he thinks about Plattner. We also have updates on Mitch McConnell to share with you as well. And a former Wisconsin judge who has obstructed ICE will tell you what her punishment was. Not much, that being said. Coming up next, a former Safe Streets worker. His case is now being taken over by the feds, and he dodges an attempted murder charge here in Baltimore, and they hand over a gun charge to the feds. We'll tell you what's going on there as well when Casey and Company continues in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in. It's 7 o'clock, and remember, you can join us here at 410-922-6680.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The United States launching new airstrikes against Iran, and Iran responded by targeting Gulf countries. The strikes came hours after President Trump said recent Iranian attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz signaled the end of the ceasefire and threatened to escalate the conflict if they didn't stop. In Utah, prosecutors are working to show they have enough evidence to try Tyler Robinson in the murder of Charlie Kirk. A week-long preliminary hearing continues today as the country watches. Correspondent Heide Scheinbaum has more on the story.
Charlie Kirk's widow and parents were back in court in Utah on Wednesday as investigators testified in the week-long preliminary hearing for the man accused of killing him. I was in the courtroom as an agent with the Utah State Bureau of Investigation described the night that defendant Tyler Robinson showed up with his parents at the Washington County Sheriff's Office to turn himself in. He has not entered a plea. Next in the case, we expect to hear parts of an interview with Robinson's roommate and romantic partner, Lance Twiggs. Prosecutors say they also plan to introduce as evidence an alleged confession note that Robinson left for Twig. Outside the courthouse in Provo, Utah, I'm Hannah Schoenbaum.
The U.S. heat wave posing serious risk, especially for vulnerable populations such as the elderly, children, and outdoor workers. The heat dome affecting some specialty farmers who produce crops like fruits and vegetables.
Annie Woods, a vegetable and herb farmer in Kentucky who harvests by hand, has moved her work to the early morning and late evening to avoid the hottest parts of the day. The extreme heat has also shortened the harvest window for some farmers of certain fruits like raspberries. Specialty crop farmers often plant a wide diversity of crops to offset potential losses from extreme weather. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the wreck was minor. It was on the Tidings Bridge northbound on 95 between Harford County and Cecil County. Completely gone now. Back to normal there. Now, the morning construction, these guys, they don't work overnight. They're not there at 4:30. They're not there at 5:30, quarter to 7, 7 o'clock. They show up northbound I-95 in Harford County. They block a lane during the rush hour on the northbound side. Normally in the left-hand lane, we're backed up already. That's at the 76-mile marker northbound. In the meantime, city police still had a perimeter set up. They've had some activity on the west side at Division Street, at Mosier Street. So local traffic there planned accordingly, at least a block or so perimeter around that incident with the city police directing traffic there. Not too bad. Still 3 or 4 or 5 minutes southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And 95 was running clear with heavy traffic at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking a chance for strong to severe storms today. Downpours, damaging wind gusts, and even some hail possible. Otherwise, hot and a little more humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Abingdon and 71 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. At least 33 people were injured after an MTA bus crashed into a FedEx office building in Pikesville on Wednesday evening. According to the Baltimore County Fire Department, the incident occurred around 6:15 p.m. on July 8th in the 1500 block of Reisterstown Road. Seven other vehicles were involved, including one that rolled over. The bus driver was trapped as well as another person in a vehicle. Both were rescued and transported to the hospital in critical condition. And a community has been left shocked and asking the question why after Baltimore County Police confirmed a mother found her two children murdered inside their Gwin Oak home Tuesday night. Townsend, a neighbor, said it was the heart-wrenching screams coming from her neighbor's home yesterday evening that first alerted her something was deeply wrong. And a legal battle over Baltimore County Public Schools' $2.5 billion budget continues, even after the budget has already taken effect. The Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 905, the Pick 4, 4761. 705 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention Gary's name. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer. Orioles get out hit and out slugged by the Cubs last night at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. 9-7 was the final. Tyler O'Neill goes deep twice for the Birds. They've now lost three in a row and dropped seven of their last 10 games overall. Birds try to salvage the three-game set this afternoon. It was a game it's originally scheduled for nighttime, but now it's been moved up due to inclement weather to 1:35 later on today after consultation with Major League Baseball. Again, of course, the tickets dated for the original 6:35 start will still be valid. No action is needed by any of the fans. Quarterfinal round of the World Cup is here. We finally got it all squared away. France and Morocco square off for New England in a semifinals match of the 2022 tournament from Qatar. Lionel Messi and the defending champions, Argentina, get back to work on Saturday against Switzerland. England and Norway clash earlier in the day. Friday features a matchup between Spain and Belgium. As well. Longtime Indianapolis Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri will be honored by the team for the upcoming season. He's going into the Ring of Honor. And former Major League reliever and pitching coach Phil Regan has died at the age of 89. The right-handed pitcher pitched for four teams over 13 years, including all-star campaigns with the Dodgers in 1966. He then began a 47-year career as a coach and scout with six big league organizations and managed the Baltimore Orioles. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a train conductor in Tennessee has been fired for his pro-USA comments. We have the audio of that. Voters are reacting to the special session, which was announced just the other day here in the Maryland General Insane Asylum Part 2 coming up in August. And top story here today, a former Safe Streets worker, his case has now been handed over to the feds. And this is a real head-scratcher for me. 51-year-old Baltimore man who worked at the Belvedere Safe Streets location, no longer facing state charges, after police say he was involved in a June shooting which was caught on surveillance video. Instead, the feds are now going to charge him with a gun charge. Antoine Burton was supposed to be in court yesterday for a hearing on charges including attempted first-degree murder. But instead, the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office is no longer pursuing that case, and it's in the hands of federal prosecutors. Referring it to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Burton now faces potential penalties for not only gun charge, but for violating his federal supervision, according to Ivan Bates. He said, based on his criminal history, he may also qualify as an armed career criminal, which carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years to a maximum of life in prison for allegedly possessing a firearm. Bates says, collectively, these penalties could keep Mr. Burton incarcerated well into his late 60s or early 70s. As to why he would drop the attempted murder charge and hand it over to the feds, maybe his case was weak. I don't know. I haven't seen the evidence. But the video does show a man walking out of the store, which now we know is Burton. And the police say Burton follows behind him, pulls a gun, opens fire. The suspect then turns around and walks back inside. BPD tracks Burton to his apartment in the city. According to court records, he waived his rights during an interview, admitted to having an altercation with the victim at the store. He also told police he threw away the clothes he had been wearing that day. Police said a weapon recovered as at the investigation contained live cartridges matched a gun reported stolen from West Virginia. Burton's criminal history dates back to 1993. And remember, he's a Safe Streets worker. Including convictions for robbery, deadly weapon, escape from confinement, drug possession, attempted second-degree murder in 2022. Court records also show he was previously indicted in 2020 on federal charges for possessing a semi-automatic pistol and ammunition. At the time of his arrest, he was out on probation. Nice job, LifeBridge and Monzi. Way to go. Nice job in vetting these individuals. The mayor's office says no, they have rigorous hiring practices. I can tell, can't you? Safe Streets worker opening up fire on a man at a gas station. Just unbelievable. Jason Johnson, former deputy Baltimore police commissioner and law enforcement expert, says screening these Safe Streets workers is essential.
This is a difficult issue, for the city, because the whole idea of the Safe Streets program is to have violence interrupters that, have credibility in the community.
Yeah, well, credibility in which community? In the criminal community or in the non-criminal community? That is the question. And that is, I think, the $64,000 question on how you vet these individuals.
In order to do that, as a prerequisite, you sort of have to have a criminal background. So we anticipate that Safe Street workers do have criminal backgrounds. I mean, being on probation just doesn't show enough of a track record.
Does this, again, type of activity really erode the public's trust in the work of the goal of Safe Streets overall?
Certainly it undermines public trust, and it's hard to recover the public trust when most of the details of the program are unknown to the public.
Yeah, well, they're unknown to just about everybody except Mayor Scott. And his, pass-throughs over at LifeBridge and Catholic Charities. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so north of Queenstown and up in the eastern shore through that area, north of there and up 301, there's some very heavy rain right now, center part of the bay, and now getting onto the eastern shore. Some of that rain is back on the northeast side of the Beltway and up into Harford County. The stuff that's on the western shore is not too bad. It's light rain there. there, but the eastern shore is getting pretty hard hit right now. So, again, if you're traveling up through that area, north of Queenstown, right around the split at 50 and 301, we're looking at some heavy rain in that area. New report of a tree down from Baltimore County, Garrison Forest Road at Gwynbrook Avenue. They had a report also at Rolling Road at Dogwood Road that a tree had come down. So, again, watch out for that. Maybe even more of a problem this afternoon. The heavy rain right now out in the western part of the state, that will be a factor for later on. We're about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit less, with the delays at both the harbor tunnels, and nothing out of the ordinary right now along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Again, chance of showers, severe storms today. Could have heavy downpours, damaging wind, hail, all possible. Otherwise, it'll be hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. And right now, we're looking at it's a cloudy morning, and our partly cloudy, I should say, and flood watch in effect, 74 in the city. 74 in Glen Burnie. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, yesterday at the press conference at the NATO summit to conclude his, what she called a great NATO summit, very productive, a lot of good things happening. Spain actually paid up after he embarrassed them. Publicly, they paid everything in full because he threatened to cut off all trade with Spain. And it looks like the Germans on board now. Now, of course, they want to help. And what does that, what does help mean in Iran? It means probably to help police the Strait of Hormuz. So we'll see what France and England and Germany do. But there was an interesting development when the president addressed assassination concerns after, sending the new Air Force One to Europe instead of flying home on that new, plane that was gifted by Qatar. And the press were told to keep the window shades at Air Force One closed. Remember, President Trump is number one on the kill list for Iran and many of these other terrorist groups. Here's how it went yesterday at the NATO summit.
No, I'm number one on the kill list for Iran. They're lovely people. I'm number one. So I don't know. I can't tell you that. But I don't really care because I'm doing my job and I'm doing it, I hope, better than anybody's ever done it, because we have a country that's hot and really, really successful. But I mention it only because it's on the list. I mean, it came out. There was another list came out yesterday, and I'm number one on. I like being number one on TikTok better, but I'm number one on the list for killing. Go ahead.
Hey, Sean McCreesh, New York Times. But why aren't you flying the new plane home?
Say what?
Why aren't you flying on the new Air Force One?
It's flying to Europe to one of the big bases, two or three of the big bases, where we can show it to the people. And we'll be going home by normal methods. But we have it going to Europe to a couple of bases, actually one in particular, but it's going to go to a couple of bases, stop, so the soldiers can see it because it's truly magnificent.
Anybody buying that? I mean, I'm sorry, I just don't. You spend all this money to retrofit this plane to make it secure for the president, and all of a sudden now you're going to not use it and send it to a military base so that the soldiers can see it? I think there's something there. They either got back channels, somebody got, they've got information, they got some kind of tip that plane may be compromised. And who better than the military to go over with a fine-tooth comb? So that's what I think is happening. I don't think now maybe some soldiers will see it, and so it's sort of like a half-truth, but I think there's something more nefarious at work here. And exercising on the side, erring on the side of caution when it comes to the President of the United States. So full, wholeheartedly support what he's doing. I just don't think it's just so the military can see it. In any event, he said the troops may come out of Europe, and that all depends on how NATO and Europe deal with Greenland.
I haven't made that final determination. A lot's going to depend on Greenland. And a lot. I think, I'd make a very good deal with Greenland. And if we don't, maybe I will. And a lot's dependent on Iran. I mean, they want to help now. It's a little late to the thing, because essentially there's not that much fighting to be done. But some will depend on Iran. When they had a chance.
chance, an opportunity to help, they chose not to. So, but we're sort of forgetting about that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens now. He was also asked about Graham Plattner and why all of a sudden he's dropping out of the race.
It's very interesting. When a Republican woman came out with the same charge, nobody believed her. When this woman came out, everybody believed her, right, Doug?
Yeah, because Democrats wanted him out because he was seen losing to Susan Collins. President Trump on Truth Social saying signs and billboards being put up all over our southern border and in Mexico advertising birthright citizenship with delivery starting at $4,000. Thanks, Supreme Court. Now the Texas hospital is advertising on how you can get into the state of Texas and give birth at this hospital at discounted prices. So birthright citizenship is for sale and now has been cheapened. Thank you to Supreme Court Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Roberts. Congress needs to fix this wholeheartedly. And the president will ask that the Supreme Court rehear its recent decision striking down the executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship. He wrote, quote, "I will be asking for a rehearing by the U.S. Supreme Court immediately. This miscarriage of justice will destroy America if they don't change their absolutely insane decision." As to Mitch McConnell, he was asked if he had heard about the status of Mitch McConnell. The president said, quote, "I have no idea." And Governor Moore praising President Trump. Wait a minute. It's a pig flying moment. He said, "I'll give this administration credit for this. We've had Democratic presidents, the Republican presidents who have not been able to get this done, and it actually got done." What's he talking about? The Trump accounts. Wes Moore is a big fan of the Trump accounts that were just down, I think, almost 750,000 accounts so far. Radical Trump-hating Clinton judge ordering Trump to pay the E. Jean Carroll $5 million judgment. Jack Smith reportedly mishandling classified information in his investigation into Trump's classified documents, so he might be going the way of John Bolton before all is said and done. FBI Director Cash Patel boasting major national security wins, 113 foreign spies arrested, 4,800 cartel arrests, 850 active plots stopped. But Cash, where are the orange jumpsuits for the political criminals that tried to overthrow the government in a soft coup? Nothing as of yet. That's the way it was 536 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
7:21, still to come. More on the Safe Streets Worker and Ivan Bates' reason for handing it over to the Federales.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. 6603. We look forward to meeting you.
actually learn to listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
It's all good at the Bay Bridge and looking right at Sandy Point. Oceanic Drive through there. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound. No complaints right now through that area. Still running okay at the Severn River Bridge and around the ramps at Ritchie Highway. There's a minor buildup just beginning now in the usual spot, I-97 southbound at Route 32. But the pace is still pretty good right now, moving south towards the bridge at 178. Once you get to the Eastern Shore, you get north of Queenstown, getting up in that area north on 301. There's some very heavy rain in that area, so factor in the extra time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Here we go again. Strong, severe thunderstorms are in the forecast today. Heavy downpours, damaging wind, hail, all a possibility. Otherwise, it'll be hot and humid in the upper 80s today. Hopefully, everybody will retain their power this time around because it was a mess. Some people didn't get their power back until yesterday morning. And I think there's just a handful that still are struggling with getting their power back. So, again, tough, violent storms do affect us in some of the worst ways. Right now, it is cloudy with a flood watch, 74 in Ellicott City, and it is 75 in Severn. 725, we're talking about the Safe Streets worker charged with attempted first-degree murder. Has been handing over the feds on a gun charge. And here's what the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, said that they could still move forward with the homicide charge sometime in the future. But this decision, he says, reflects our commitment to pursuing the most effective prosecution possible, securing the most appropriate sentence available under the law, and continuing our strong partnership with the U.S. Attorney's Office to keep violent repeat offenders off our streets. Well, thank goodness Antoine Burton is officially no longer with the program, but who knows, if he gets convicted, he probably could apply for Safe Streets and get his old job back because he would have street cred, right? You got prison cred, you got street cred. What is this? This is like Mayor of Kingstown, isn't it? I mean, it's wild. Again, Ron, I think, may have hit the nail on the head. He goes, Sean, Ivan Bates turned the Safe Streets shooter over to the feds because he couldn't say that he expects a Baltimore City jury to practice jury nullification. And you find that hard to believe. You find that hard to believe that somebody, a career criminal, who should not even be on probation, okay? He should be in jail. Shouldn't even be walking the streets. But not only was he walking the streets, he was working Safe Streets, the mayor's sort of a personal police force. And the fact is that the mayor can utilize these Safe Streets workers for whatever he deems fit is, I think, concerning on so many different levels. The overall lack of transparency, nobody can seem to get names or records of these individuals because they're technically employed by private organizations, Catholic Charities and LifeBridge. And the fact that you have two... And Catholic Charities has been complicit in illegal immigration for decades now. No one should give a dime, not a single cent, to Catholic Charities. And LifeBridge, they're a health company. Isn't that not a paradox? That you have a health company that is out there putting criminals on the streets of Baltimore, which has got to be the most unhealthy thing I can think of. But that's what they're doing. If I'm LifeBridge, I'm reconsidering my role in this program. And, you know, one of these days, I would think that somebody might get sued, but who knows? They probably have plausible deniability in this particular case. But really, I mean, who is vetting? Who's in charge? We don't know who actually is in charge at Catholic Charities. Maybe we need to find out the names of these individuals for Catholic Charities and LifeBridge and start publicizing them, because they are not helping the community. They're putting the community at risk. We already know who the mayor is, who's running Monzi, and the rest of these characters. But the people that hide behind the curtain, the Catholic Charities, and also at LifeBridge, they're the ones that I think should be named and shamed for, obviously, And again, what kind of standards are there? Is it pretty much... Because this guy was had already been convicted of attempted second-degree murder. As I think we have Mackenzie Frost. We'll talk to Mackenzie. She'll be with us in about an hour from now. Again, there were some disqualifying things, and I can't remember what they are off the top of my head, but it wasn't much. It was a short list. I think attempted... I think a conviction on first-degree murder, you could not be hired. But attempted first-degree murder or attempted second-degree murder, apparently, that's okay. Go figure. If you're a grill master and your backyard setup is looking a little tired, a little old, you want to refresh things, you can head over to Town Appliance and Owings Mills right now. They've just extended their biggest event of the year all through the month of July. Up your game with the absolute best outdoor brands in the business. I'm talking Heston, Weber, which I own, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 top brands, and both mayors, yep, two guys that run the place, mayor and mayor, are ready to help you find the perfect grill for your backyard. Plus, ask for their flexible financing options, too. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters this summer. Visit townappliance.com for more information, or visit them at right off Rice's Town Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Now with the update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a 51-year-old Baltimore man who worked at the Belvedere Safe Streets location is no longer facing state charges after police say he was involved in a June shooting caught on surveillance video. Instead, federal charges are in the pipeline. Antoine Burton was scheduled to appear in court Wednesday for a preliminary hearing on several state charges, that is, including attempted first-degree murder. But instead of moving forward with those charges, the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office is no longer pursuing the case, and it's in the hands of federal prosecutors. And Connor Farron points to each letter on his spelling board as his mom repeats the letters aloud. They jeopardize our health and safety with no accountability or consequences, he spells in response to a question about state budget cuts for people with disabilities. Farron, a 30-year-old Lutherville resident, struggles to verbally articulate his thoughts due to autism and other medical conditions, but can communicate them through assisted spelling, a new skill he and his caretakers have been developing over the past 2 years. His mom, Tracy, hopes he'll someday be able to independently type on a keyboard. Connor is among many who are frustrated by this year's proposed funding cuts for Marylanders with disabilities. The cuts were scheduled to take effect on July 1st, but at 5:31 p.m. the day before, participants were suddenly notified of a delay. The pay cuts are now slated for October. And the cause of the fish kill is likely due to low dissolved oxygen linked to a localized pistachio tide event, according to the Maryland Department of Environment. Officials said a pistachio tide event is a naturally occurring algae bloom that creates a green surface sheen and creates a sulfur odor as it decomposes, depleting oxygen in the water. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still watching that heavy rain on the Upper Eastern Shore north of Queenstown, going up to Chestertown and up through there. So if you're traveling on 301 up through that area, there's some very heavy rain, and it's kind of moving from west to east right now from the bay and over through that area. So it's red and yellow on the radar right now, indicating some very heavy rain. Parkville side of the Beltway is filled in just a bit. The inner loop of Green Spring, the west side, Liberty Road, through I-70, but nothing major there. JFX is still good. We're still running with most of the lanes open and no incidents. Not a major backup, but some brake lights going south, especially at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And then 95 is running okay from there out to the Beltway on the southwest side. The construction work, they block a lane. They work during the day. Northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking a chance for strong to severe storms today. Downpours, damaging wind gusts, and even some hail possible. Otherwise, hot and a little more humid with temperatures in the upper 80s, feel like temperatures in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off this morning. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. Well, it was a slugfest last night at Oriole Park in Camden Yards, and Orioles got outslugged by the Cubs 9-7 at home. Tyler O'Neill went deep twice for the Birds. He had now dropped three in a row in seven of the last 10 games overall. And again, Orioles starter Dean Kramer got tagged for four solo home runs. The Cubs hit five in all. Orioles manager Alvarez saying that Kramer had good stuff, but still, some of these pitches left the yard.
I thought he threw the ball well outside of that one inning. Both of Pete's home runs, PCA's home runs, they were good pitches.
Orioles will try to salvage the series with a afternoon game, originally scheduled for a 6:35 start. The game has been moved to 1:35 this afternoon due to impending weather coming in on this storm. Meanwhile, at World Cup, the quarterfinal round is here. France and Moscow square off in New England, a semifinal match today in the 2022 tournament. That was a rematch from Qatar. And in that game, French won 2-0 and eventually fell to Argentina in the final. Elsewhere, Lionel Messi and the defending champions get back to work on Saturday against Switzerland. England and Norway clash earlier in the day. Friday will feature a matchup between Spain and Belgium from Inglewood, California. Wimbledon, the quarterfinals continued. Wednesday, Alexander Zverev earned a straight set victory against Taylor Fritz in men's singles. Women's singles saw Linda Noskova top Elisa Mertens, and Marta Kostyuk beat Jasmine Paolini as well. And finally, Detroit Tigers right-hander Justin Verlander says this will be his final major league season. The 43-year-old issued a statement thanking MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred for making him a Legends pick for next week's All-Star game before announcing his retirement. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
By the way, Doug writes in there over 6 million Trump accounts already. I think the figure I saw was just those that were downloaded on the 4th of July weekend alone was totaling nearly a million. So just incredible. All right, the Maryland special session has been called now by the governor in a blatant act of pure political power grab. That's what this is all about. This isn't about protecting Marylanders from skyrocketing electric bills, high taxes, user fees, you name it. This is all now that Electric Bill Ferguson has capitulated to the governor. We have, of course, a special session August 3rd through the 5th. And none of our real concerns, the major concerns for Marylanders. Again, there was polling data that said this is way down the list, this redistricting nonsense here in Maryland. And there were much more pressing concerns, like a structural deficit of $4 billion, high taxes, high user fees, high electric bills, no electricity. Perhaps, we're going to have to import it 40% now. Maybe it's 50% by next year. And that's not going to be good for anybody. But BGE still making $500 million profit, and again, that's because Democrats have made it very easy for them to make a profit because they declared war on fossil fuels, and now of course all these other alternatives, solar, wind, and the rest of it, nonsense. But anyway, I digress. This is all about politics. It's all about the presidential. There's no question that Wes Moore, if he gets reelected, he'll be a short timer. Because as soon as he gets elected, he's going to start planning his presidential run. He's doing it right now. Look at all the national interviews he's giving. He's completely shifted his press strategy. He's not doing a lot of local media, because except for the other station on the Hill where he gets softball questions. He won't come here, obviously. But on the other station, they won't ask him any softball questions. There are a bunch of bootlickers over there. Okay? The same goes for a lot of other media in this town. But you get the Baltimore Sun now. You get Fox 45. You get WCBM. We're going to ask tough questions. We'll be respectful. But I've offered the opportunity for the governor to come on here. And his comms director ignored that. I think Kim has also offered to have him on. I don't know what the result of that is as of yet. But he has no interest in coming on and facing the local music. He'd rather go on national, where he gets all these googly-eyed, Dana Bash and all these other ages. Oh, you're so wonderful. You kind of remind me of Barack Obama 2.0. So that's what it's all about. But voters have had enough. They've seen enough. And they said that regarding the special session, again, they're opposed to spending the money, even for this redistricting nonsense.
We're just spending money to make it look like we're doing something.
Since it's all semantics every single time, when like the things that we actually care about never really get talked about.
Yeah, they never get talked about. They never get dealt with. And again, what they do is they punish us one year in the off election year. They take a break, knowing that they're going to come back next year and really put the screws to us once again. Fox 45's Jeff Abel interviewing voters in Annapolis.
I mean, look around. You see all these people sleeping on the streets. Roads are kind of crappy.
I think it's probably largely unnecessary, but who's going to stop it?
Mike Numera is a musician.
I don't see the proof in the pudding.
Nicole Hassania is an intelligence expert.
We're out here with the sharks just trying to swim.
Justin Chamberlain is a small business owner. All of them believe state leaders have lost their way.
When you start to get into the semantics like gerrymandering, you're taking away the decision from people. And, America was built on the pursuit of happiness and that pursuit contract, and that's kind of something we try to stand on.
I don't think that they're experiencing the same level of existence as the people that they're affecting.
The taxes and fees make it impossible to live here, and I, like I said, have done well. So imagine if you're not.
Now, what's most of us? Most of us, just trying to eke out an existence here. You can't, ratepayers are getting screwed. Taxpayers are getting taxes just out the wazoo. You've got, the bill payers, of course. You've got the retirees, small business owners. We just heard from a small business owner. It's really tough now with that tech tax, especially in software, you name it. And, of course, this guy's running around thinking he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So we kind of know what that personality is. We saw it once before in Lockdown Larry. It's a narcissism is what it is. These guys think that they are they've got a very high opinion of themselves. And Abel asking these residents, do you trust Governor Moore?
I do not trust Governor Westmore.
Do you trust your governor?
No.
I trust the governor as much as I trust any politician.
Yeah, and that's it. But it doesn't matter. We're bracing for the August 3rd special session. As, again, we're slamming the taxes, the condition of the roads, the priorities, et cetera. And, again, I still would like to see a breakdown of how much these special sessions cost. They're telling us, they're asking us to believe it's $2,500 to $5,000 a day. That's it. That's just to keep the lights on. Come on. Just the electric bills in the building have got to be that high. Now, I understand that the delegates and the state senators, they get paid, their salaries, and that's whether they get to a special session or not. But what about all the support staff? Do they have to come in and don't get compensated? The people, what about the security? The hotel rooms, if needed. The per diems. Do they get a per diem if they're staying in a hotel room? I'm sure they get meals. Who's paying for that? I think we need a forensic audit. Maybe even a forensic enema. Of the Maryland General Assembly. We're going to nominate Maggie Hunter to perform that.
Tom, I am not qualified.
You're uniquely qualified. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can win some WCBM merchandise, but you got to call now in order to play. Time for an update on traffic, weather on the threes. With the latest, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 back, River Neck Road in Essex. New problem here, 95 North in Rosedale. It looks like the wreck might be directly underneath the bridge at 695. The initial report said in the express lanes, I can tell you this, it's not in the express lanes. It's on the main line. Very quickly, we're backing up north on 95 from Chesico Avenue and then out to the Beltway. So we'll try to determine which lane is affected there. But I can see the express lanes are going right on by. So that's the play if you're coming north from the city county line. If you can get over to the left side, get in the express lanes, it costs you another buck or so, but you can make the move through there. We'll get an eyeball on that as soon as we can. Nothing out of the ordinary on the JFX. Very nice there from Ruxton Road. Been a good trip in and around towards the Capitol Beltway this morning. We had all the big problems yesterday. Right now, just the normal heavy traffic from Howard County down through Montgomery County and then the BW Parkway. Fairly active both directions, anywhere between Arundel Mills and 197. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A strong chance for severe storms, heavy rain, damaging wind gusts, and some maybe hail as well. Hot, humid today in the upper 80s as this unstable weather has been with us all week long. Ever since, of course, we had that oppressive heat last week. Now we've got the oppressive thunderstorms. 76 with a flood watch in Annapolis. 74 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant this morning is Connie in Perry Hall. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, I'll go third.
You want to go third? Would you like to distance yourself from Chuck or immediately follow Chuck?
Either way.
Either way? Okay, it's fine. Okay. Connie's undecided. An equal opportunity picker here.
I like somebody who's undecided.
Story number one. The Seattle City Council has now voted itself the transgender capital of the country. In the unanimous vote, the council agreed to create a safe haven for transgendered individuals and to help compensate them for the costs of top and bottom surgeries. Story two, a leftist...
What does that mean?
What the heck?
Well, you have to do the math on that.
Oh.
It's addition and subtraction.
Nip and tuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
I have one, but it's just not apropos.
Story. Maybe it's rolled and pleated.
Story two. A leftist group in California, Black Californians United for Early Care and Education, is advocating adding Black English to the state's multilingual education program. Black English is recognized as a rule-governed language, they say, and they should be elevated across the school system to support all Black Californians that speak with Ebonic or Black English accents. Story three, officers were called to a West Coast town in California after members of the public raised an alarm when a man allegedly grabbed two seagulls from the street and used one of them to attack a member of the public. There was no evidence of the birds being injured. The man was not arrested, but was sent home with further inquiries being carried out about the seagull attack.
They were known as Beavis and Beakhead.
Right. Story one, Seattle now the transgender capital of the country. Story two, Black English being added to California's multilingual education program. Or story three, man uses seagulls to attack another person. All right, we will start with Kristen.
When you started reading that story, I thought you were going to say, like, he ate the seagull. You know, like the Haitians are like, right. Eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the seagulls. I don't know how the birds weren't injured during that, but for some reason I think that story sounds crazy enough to be true. And I think the top and bottom surgery story is true. I'm going to go with number two. I don't know about that whole Black education
Black
California
English.
Group. That was a lot.
All right. Let's see. Maggie?
I'm going to go with, as it's believable as it is, I say number one's the fake.
All right. Number one is the fake, says Maggie. Chuck? I'm sorry, Connie.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know. I don't know how you catch a seagull because they always run away when you get near them. I'm going to say three.
All right. Connie goes for story number three. Chuck has obviously caught seagulls in the past and roasted them right there on the beach.
Chuck? Oh, brutal.
I used to play golf with a guy named Siegel.
He used to work here.
Yes, he used to work here. Hey, rest in peace.
There you go. See? I think I gave him a couple of strokes each side. What was the city on number one?
Seattle.
Oh, I think that's real. Two.
All right. Chuck also goes for two with Kristen.
Uh-oh.
Story number one.
That's nice. Uh-oh. Kiss to death, she says. That's nice.
Story number one. Maggie's the only one to vote for story number one. That is our fake news story of the day.
Stop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Maggie, good job. Connie, thanks for listening and playing the game. Try again next time. But Maggie, you are on fuego, as they say.
That was just the burrito I had. No, that's it.
Lift off. We have lift off.
Rock and roll.
Okay. See how happy she gets.
She done blowed up.
Yeah, she's been down in the dumps.
I played up.
No kidding. Yeah. Did she get any tires or anything for me while she was there?
Not an inflatable doll either.
Oh.
No patch kit for that one.
Right. Chuck's got the whole line. He's got the whole collection. He starts with Honey Melts.
Oh!
Have Barbie and Ken over for dinner every Friday night.
That's right. Chuck's in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock. If you're thinking about updating your kitchen before you overpay or get stuck waiting too long for your remodeling project, I want you to talk to my good friend Mike and his team at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Joppa Road, Baltimore County. Was in there just the other day. What a showroom. You see all the cabinets that you could choose from. And they cut their own countertops right there in the back of the warehouse. Gorgeous stuff, really. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets and countertops. And they're so friendly. They're so nice and helpful. So whether you're replacing your old cabinets, upgrading your countertops, or planning a full kitchen remodel, Mike and his team can make the process much easier for you. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you in.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up on 7:53 here on Casey and Company, and we are going to check in with Chuck here in just a second. Coming up at the top of the hour, Scott Schellenberger on his election loss. He lost by a ton, 20,000 votes. He'll weigh in on that. Mackenzie Frost joining us at 8:37 this morning, and still yet another death of a foster child in Maryland, who obviously has been left behind, as the governor, no shame. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so several lanes are blocked here northbound 95 under the Beltway, the interchange right there at 95 and the Beltway in Rosedale. You can see one lane is getting by to the left at the accident scene. It's right directly underneath the bridge and the ramps from 695. So if you're coming up from the city-county line, there was another incident apparently in the express lanes further back near the city-county line, but after that, you're going to hit this delay as you're coming up to the Beltway and the Kenwood Avenue Bridge and above Chesico Avenue. So again, your options from there, if you're coming north from the city-county line, use the express lanes, and that'll save you a little bit of time on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A chance for strong, severe thunderstorms throughout the day today. Heavy rain and downpours, gusty winds, hail, all in the mix today. And again, a otherwise hot and humid day, upper 80s for the high. And currently it is, we got a flood watch in effect right now, and it is going to be, getting up there in heat as well. All right, now 74 in Parkville, 76 downtown Baltimore. So there's this seasonal railway conductor in Tennessee. If you've ever been to Lookout Mountain, it's called the Incline. And the Incline Railway takes you, you know, it's just a train ride up the mountain to get to the top of Lookout Mountain. And it's gorgeous if you've never been there. But apparently the conductor has been fired after his now viral comments have apparently caused a lot of people, especially the pearl-clutching left, some concerns. So this was on Independence Day. It was Saturday, July 4th. The train was full of passengers. The conductor is identified as Jack Peterson. He was clearly fed up with mass migration policies that were ruining this country. And here's what he told the passengers on the 4th of July.
To the very, very few Americans in here, happy Independence Day. And to the rest of you, welcome to the greatest country on the face of the planet. And if you disagree, you can leave.
All right, so he said, if you had a tough time hearing it, to the very, very few Americans in here, happy Independence Day. To the rest of you, welcome to the greatest country on the face of the planet, and if you disagree, you can leave, end of quote. It's unfortunate, I guess, that there may have been some foreigners. Look, you're at Chattanooga in Tennessee, you're trying to reach out to foreigners to come pay money to visit your state, to visit Chattanooga, and so on and so forth. You don't want to insult tourists in any way, shape, or form, but I don't think that was his intent. I think his intent was he was just frustrated over the, again, the immigration issue, which is still, President Trump has done a great job in closing down the border, but there's still tons of illegal aliens and foreigners that are, again, killing people as truck drivers, as drunk drivers, as rapists and killers, and so on and so forth. And not that everyone, obviously, is a threat, but enough of them are. So, again, his frustration spilled over into his job, which probably was the mistake here. But I don't know whether you fire the guy. Maybe you suspend him with a warning saying, look, this is a tourism industry thing. You don't. But apparently a father and son duo, probably lefties, caught the moment on camera and promptly reported him to the Chattanooga Area Regional Transportation Authority, which operates the train. And the chief of CARTA says, I want to apologize directly to the passengers who experienced this and to everyone who's seen the video and felt its sting. It should never have happened. We have zero tolerance for language that demeans or excludes anyone who rides with us. Blah, 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 blah. So I just asked the question, if you were on that train and you heard that message, would you be offended? You know, whether you were a red-blooded American citizen or not. So you can certainly give us a call. Let us know. 410. Now, I wouldn't be offended. I'd be kind of like whispering, okay, go. Yeah. Keep, you know. But anyway, some people thought it was directed. And again, I didn't. I saw a snapshot of the some of the passengers. It looked mixed to me, but I don't know. He didn't say foreigners. He said, but he did say to the very, very few Americans in here, happy Independence Day. So it was addressing the Americans there. And for the people that don't like America, get out, basically. We've all said that before to some extent. Who knows? But basically saying for America is the greatest nation on earth, you get canned. I'm sure he'll find a job somewhere else. The Trump Justice Department has sent federal election monitors to 15 jurisdictions in six states for the 2026 primaries. That was mentioned yesterday by the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmy Dillon. Those states are Arizona, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Virginia ahead of their upcoming primaries. They should have sent some here to Maryland based on the ballot mishap or catastrophe, whatever you want to call it. And another good news, the Arizona Supreme Court on Tuesday delivered a crushing blow to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors when it ended a Court of Appeals stay and reinstated a Superior Court's injunctions with modifications that returned the election administration responsibilities of the county's elections back to the county recorder. So that was a crushing blow to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. That is, of course, I think, welcome news. And finally, if you want to stop the mail-in ballot madness, then here's what you do. The federal judiciary prohibits administration performing the simplest test ensuring honest mail-in ballot procedures. Again, here's what you, as I said, Amazon, UPS, every major shipper, they send a package. You can track it every step of the way from your phone, not with your ballot. All you have to do is change that. Track that ballot from the time it leaves the printer to the time it gets counted. It'll be interesting to see what the chain of custody is. It's 8 o'clock. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The United States launching new airstrikes against Iran, and Iran responded by targeting Gulf countries. The strikes came hours after President Trump said recent Iranian attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz signaled the end of the ceasefire and threatened to escalate the conflict if they didn't stop. In Utah, prosecutors are working to show they have enough evidence to try Tyler Robinson in the murder of Charlie Kirk. A week-long preliminary hearing continues today as the country watches. Correspondent Heine Scheinbaum has more on the story.
Charlie Kirk's widow and parents were back in court in Utah on Wednesday as investigators testified in the week-long preliminary hearing for the man accused of killing him. I was in the courtroom as an agent with the Utah State Bureau of Investigation described the night that defendant Tyler Robinson showed up with his parents at the Washington County Sheriff's Office to turn himself in. He has not entered a plea. Next in the case, we expect to hear parts of an interview with Robinson's roommate and romantic partner, Lance Twiggs. Prosecutors say they also plan to introduce as evidence an alleged confession note that Robinson left for Twigg. Outside the courthouse in Provo, Utah, I'm Hannah Schoenbaum.
The U.S. heat wave posing serious risk, especially for vulnerable populations such as the elderly, children, and outdoor workers. The heat dome affecting some specialty farmers who produce crops like fruits and vegetables.
Annie Woods, a vegetable and herb farmer in Kentucky who harvests by hand, has moved her work to the early morning and late evening to avoid the hottest parts of the day. The extreme heat has also shortened the harvest window for some farmers of certain fruits like raspberries. Specialty crop farmers often plant a wide diversity of crops to offset potential losses from extreme weather. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on
on the threes.
And delays leaving the city on 95 northbound as you're heading up from Rosedale and then out to the Beltway. The wreck is underneath the Beltway on 95 northbound. Several lanes are blocked, and we're getting it back up through there. The ramp to the Beltway, either on the inner or the outer loop, is open. The express lanes are open, so the backup is not horrendous, but it's still pretty slow coming north from the city-county line on that section of 95. Everybody else is in pretty good stead. We're under 5 minutes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're about 7, maybe 8 minutes at the Old Harbor Tunnel with heavy traffic at O'Donnell Street. Keep in mind the Upper Eastern Shore, 301, as you're getting a little bit closer to the Delaware line. They're still getting some heavy rain in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here, Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking a chance for strong to severe storms today. Downpours, damaging wind gusts, and even some hail possible. Otherwise, hot and a little more humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Randallstown and 76 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that the Maryland Department of Environment is investigating after a large amount of dead fish were seen floating across Baltimore on Wednesday. Social media users posted pictures of the fish, which were seen along the Canton Waterfront Park to South Ann Street in Fells Point and across the Inner Harbor near Domino Sugar in the Locust Point Industrial Area. Officials said there were about 1,000 dead menhaden, 126 dead blue crabs, and a small number of other fish species at the surface. Baltimore City officials say a string of vandalism incidents at public pools is forcing temporary closures during one of the hottest stretches of the summer. At Towanda Recreation Center, both pools recently had to be drained and cleaned after trash and broken glass were found in the water. The closure came during a code red extreme heat alert when many families rely on city pools to stay cool. And Wes Moore praised the current presidential administration for the Trump accounts. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 905. The pick 4, 4761. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports with Sean Casey coming up next.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Offering same-day service. Mention Gary's name. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. Well, the Orioles got tuned up last night. Outslugged by the Cubs at home. 9-7. Tyler O'Neill went deep twice for Baltimore. Dean Kramer gave up 4 home runs. The Cubs hit 5 in total. And, of course, that now means 3 losses in a row. 7 out of the last 10 games. Mired in last place. Orioles will try to salvage a 3-game set this afternoon. That's a time change. Was scheduled at 6:35. It is now at 1:35. Former Major League reliever and pitching coach Phil Regan has died at the age of 89. The right-handed pitcher for 4 teams over 13 years, including an all-star campaign with the Dodgers in 1966. He also managed the Orioles for a stretch as well. Quarterfinal round of the World Cup is here. France and Morocco score off today in New England, a rematch of the 22 World Cup finals from Qatar. Meanwhile, Lionel Messi and the defending champion Argentines get back to work Saturday against Switzerland. England-Norway clash earlier that day. Friday features a matchup between Spain and Belgium. That'll be from California. And finally, longtime Indianapolis Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri will be honored by the team during its upcoming season. He'll be introduced into the Ring of Honor. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is the number if you care to get in touch with us here. We also have, of course, email, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, sadly, another foster child has died in the care of a foster parent here in Maryland. Mackenzie Frost joins us at the bottom of the hour. We're talking energy in Maryland, BGE rate hikes, the MPRP, and overall energy prices as well. And here at the top of the hour, Scott Schellenberger, after decades of service as the Baltimore County State's Attorney, was defeated in the most recent election, Democrat primary, to Sarah David, the Deputy State's Attorney in the city. And she won by like 54-27%. It was a spanking, a 20,000 vote margin. And remember, a lot of the money over the last 2 years, $2 million by something called the Working Families Party, something that is part of the George Soros network of radical leftist organizations, first went into defeat Schellenberger last time around, and that didn't work all that well. This time around, it did. Schellenberger says he was surprised, number one, at the loss, number two, at how badly he lost.
Were you surprised by the numbers?
I was and am. For watching the crime levels go down, for watching the murder level go down over 5 years, and then to lose by 20,000 votes was just, it was hard to wrap my head around and still is.
Yeah, I'd imagine. And again, I do think Scott Schellenberger did a pretty good job while he was in office. It wasn't perfect, but it was certainly better than what we've seen from many other of the city state's attorneys. Marilyn Mosby was horrifying. Ivan Bates has actually done well. But many of these others, I think Allison Healy in Harford County has done a really good job. Just to name a few. I'm not going to go down the list here. But again, we're watching now as these the radical left organizations are picking and choosing these individuals, and a lot of this money pouring in from outside the state of Maryland. Now, foreign nationals cannot contribute to federal, state, or local elections. But George Soros is a naturalized American citizen. So that's how he gets around it, and that's how his Open Society Foundation and some of these other networks are able to pour money into the state of Maryland. And there were a lot of mailers, a lot of TV ads, and I think that, and of course, you know, there's some, you know, it wasn't an anti-incumbent wave, but when you localize some of these elections, you pour a lot of money, probably more so in this particular race than any other, because that's what Soros has done over the years. He's gone after secretaries of state and now the state's attorneys. And you've seen that's where he's concentrated a lot of his money, because he thinks it's better all spent at the local level. And somebody here in the Republican Party better wake up soon. So he was asked whether or not he thought outside money was a factor in his loss.
I think it had a lot to do with it. I certainly acknowledge that Sarah David is qualified, and I understand that. But I can't see how you can ignore the fact that over two elections, citizens of Baltimore County are being told to the tune of $2 million that Schellenberger is not a good person.
Yeah, no, and again, that's something. And they had criticism that he wasn't into data. I mean, you know, these younger voters, and you know, if you don't have the stats to back it up. And, you know, he answered that question by saying that he'd rather spend the money on prosecutors gaining convictions in a courtroom rather than, you know, these dashboards that everybody loves to see. You know, you get to log on to the Baltimore County State's Attorney, and you hit the dashboard, and you can see all the stats and the data in front of you. That's nice. It's nice bell and whistle, but results should mean much more than the fancy data stats. But again, I don't think that was a major cause. It may have been a contributing factor, but let's face it, this was money. This was an attempt now to, especially in Baltimore County, where the demographics have shifted significantly, you're going to see maybe for the first time ever at the county council level, not one, but two Generation Z county council persons. So, interesting. 813 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Northbound 95 is the problem. The wreck is right under the Beltway in Rosedale, so affecting the traffic coming up from the city-county line, both on 895 and 95. Eventually, you have to use that to get up to the Beltway. Now, your ramps to the Beltway are open on the right side. You can exit there, and you can make your way onto the Beltway, either the inner or the outer loop. Now, your option would be, if you're coming north from the city-county line, you move over, get in the express lane, and then save yourself some time. I looked at the cameras north of the Beltway. Once you clear the wreck, you're good all the way out towards White Marsh Boulevard. Right now, it's maybe a 10, possibly a 15-minute delay. I don't think it's quite that bad, but it's definitely slow as you're coming up through there. That's 95 northbound at the 63-mile marker northbound, 95 right under the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a rainy day today. Got some strong thunderstorms heading our way, some heavy downpours, damaging wind gusts. We've got a flood watch in effect through most of the Baltimore metro, otherwise hot, humid, and upper 80s. Flood watch and cloudy right now, 75 in Columbia, and it is 76 in Millersville. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call Smile Design at 410-321-1100. So after the Independence Day celebration, we have been introducing, or at least giving a chance for you to get to know the signers of the Declaration of Independence, 56 of which none of them died as a result of their signature. But before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes, and none of them, not one of the 56 signatories, ever renounced the cause of independence. One of those who signed, William Hooper of North Carolina, was one of the delegates from North Carolina, and he was, of course, the born in Boston. He eventually would earn his M.A. in theology from Harvard. Began the study of law under the famous or infamous James Otis. He was admitted to the Massachusetts bar in 1764, but would move to Wilmington, North Carolina, where he established his legal practice. And by 1770, he was appointed deputy attorney general for the colony of North Carolina. Yet by 1774, he was concerned about the rights of these colonies who protest against Parliament's taxation policies, and the Crown's efforts to suppress colonial protest mirrored to a great degree these other protests that were sweeping through North Carolina. In 1774, he was one of three states' delegates to the First Continental Congress. He trekked over 450 miles over rough roads to get to Philadelphia for the opening of that Congress. He would write later that year, "The colonies are striding fast towards independence and are long built. Will build an empire upon the ruins of Great Britain." That prediction earned him an epithet, Prophet of Independence. During his term in the Second Continental Congress, Hooper worked with Thomas Jefferson on the committee to draft the Declaration. He signed the final document August 2nd, but he left Congress in 1777 when he contracted yellow fever. And during the Revolution, William Hooper donated much of his legal earnings to the war effort. There were other costs as well for his support of the Revolution, separating him from his brothers, who remained loyal to the Crown. He also earned the particular enmity of the enemy. When the British military took Wilmington in 1781, they burned Hooper's home, forcing his wife and two children to flee for their lives. Eventually, Hooper would retire from national politics, but remained active in his state government, serving in North Carolina's General Assembly between 1777 and 1780. His health continued to deteriorate, and on October 4th, 1790, William Hooper, who John Adams called one of the three great orators of the Congress, died at the age of 48. Another one of our great founding fathers, William Hooper of North Carolina. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up at 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Time once again to talk with our reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. Hey, before we get started, I want to wish my son Danny in the Coast Guard a happy birthday today. He's on duty down in Curtis Bay, working hard, but doing what he needs to on his birthday.
Well, happy birthday, and thank you for your service in the United States Coast Guard, a Coastie. Okay, great. You know, Mark, a lot of homeowners are sitting on equity but won't touch it. What do you think is holding them back?
I mean, I think a lot of homeowners are still, they heard things about reverse mortgages over the years that just aren't true. And it's keeping them from exploring their options. I mean, here's kind of an example. You know, I spoke with a woman yesterday who had an existing mortgage with about 15 years left. And the reverse mortgage could pay off that mortgage, eliminate that payment. And one of the comments she made to me, she said, "Well, if I do a reverse mortgage, my kids are going to have to pay it back later." And I'm like, "Well, if you don't do a reverse mortgage, you're going to have to pay back your existing mortgage." I mean, it's the same thing. No matter what, they're both liens on the house, except with the reverse mortgage, you can eliminate the monthly payment, put that money back in your pocket for other expenses. And right now, I mean, almost everyone's house is worth more than it's ever been. So why not put that value to work? And once you lock in those proceeds with the reverse mortgage, no matter what the market does, that money is always going to be available to you.
You know, Mark, you've been on this reverse mortgage now for over 30 years. So I'm sure you've seen a lot. How has Social Security changed in that time?
I mean, I just think not too long ago, I mean, it was a lot easier for retirees to live on Social Security because the cost of everything was much lower. But with the prices continuing to rise, it just isn't keeping up anymore. I mean, that's why I'm seeing more and more homeowners are maxing out their credit cards or they're draining the lines of credit just to get through the month. I mean, you know, again, I tell people all the time, a reverse mortgage can give you access to your greatest asset without adding another monthly payment. And unless the cost of everything is going to drop dramatically, which I don't see it happening anytime in the near future, you know, you need to do something to bridge that gap.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if someone's listening right now and they're tired of worrying about money every single month and their cash flow and how they're going to get by, what do you want to say to them?
I mean, you know, as we always say, we're more than willing to come to your house and sit across at your kitchen table. And I say, let's talk about your particular situation because everyone is different. And this might be the answer, it might not be, but we can figure it out once we lay everything on the table. I mean, it's free to explore your options, and as they say, be curious. I mean, give me a call. It's free.
Yeah, and you'll tell them exactly if they qualify or not, whether it's a good idea or not. You'll, in plain, I think, spoken English, not in bank or finance talk. So how do they get in touch with you?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon. Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. I highly recommend him, folks. If anybody's going to help you with a reverse mortgage, it's Mark. I'm telling you right now. And he's a DeMatha guy, so you know you can trust him as well. All right, it's 8:23. Traffic and weather on three. Speaking of trust,
poo poo.
I said trust, not trust.
No trust. It's the same thing. What do you think holds up the bridge?
Exactly. Or holds up his pants.
Wasn't Locked Out Larry also a DeMatha man?
Who was? Oh, yes, he was.
So but, it's not 100% guaranteed.
But he never graduated from DeMatha. Oh. He left. He attended DeMatha, and then he left.
This is like the three-second rule about the crickets. Okay, there's all these new disclaimers and nuances.
That's just a fact.
So he's never wrong.
Just a fact.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
But he could have been an Edmondson Redskin.
He could have, but they're no longer either.
Yeah, I know. What can I say, Mr. Casey? I was a star of the golf team. What the hell do I know?
We're in the same boat is what it is.
I got you. Interloop coming up from Route 40 in Edmondson Avenue is slowing at I-70. I don't see anything, but I suspect that there is something just underneath I-70 or maybe just above that at Security Boulevard because it's very slow right there. And then the camera north of there, the traffic is easing up very quickly. So it looks like it's right there at the bridge at I-70. Could be a broken down vehicle. Might be a minor wreck, but you're backed up coming north on the Beltway from Edmondson Avenue and up through that area. Rosedale side is still backed up. There is a wreck northbound 95 under the Beltway right at 695. That delay is as you're coming north from the city county line. You can move over and use the express lanes to get around that, and that's working out pretty well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Chance for strong, severe thunderstorms with heavy rain, damaging wind gusts, and maybe some hail possible as well. Just as BGE gets just about everybody back their power, here we go again. Hot and humid, otherwise upper 80s for the high today. And right now, we're looking at it is 77 in Stevensville, and it is 74 in Bel Air. It's 8:25. Let's take a phone call from Bill in Owings Mills. Hello, Bill. Bill could not hang on or fell out of the cell. Give us a call back, 410-922-6680. Another day in Maryland. Another foster child has been neglected and unfortunately has died. A caregiver was negligent for failing to seek medical attention or even take the temperature of a 14-month-old foster boy who was very warm and lethargic and refused to eat or drink for about 3 days before his death. Prince George's County Social Services officials said in an investigative report obtained by the Baltimore Sun, the partially redacted document received via FOIA request, or what's called an MPIA request, provided new details about the death of this child, February the 9th, who was in a respite foster care while his foster mother, Katie Welter of Hyattsville, was out of town. Of course, she was devastated to hear the findings. Quote, "It's of course very devastating to hear this. It just confirms what I knew, that he was suffering for days and no one was taking care of him." The report confirms the finding of neglect, which the Prince George's Department of Social Services informed Welter of in an April letter. She's also previously told that the boy, Demrion Kai Booz, had died of dehydration as a result of the RSV virus. What is frustrating to the to Welter, the foster mother, is that no one has been held accountable for the death of Kai, as she calls the boy she's parented since he was a newborn. She said that the care came to a standstill, and she's been repeatedly calling and visiting multiple agencies investigating Kai's death to get more information. Of course, the state of Maryland. It's been a tumultuous year for the Maryland foster care system. It's been a rocky road and ride for Governor Wes Moore, who basically ran on the campaign, leave no one behind. yet repeatedly, foster children are indeed left behind. The state's oversight of the most vulnerable children and youth in their care has come under fire in a scathing audit released just days before the 16-year-old foster girl Kanaya Ward was found dead by suicide in a Baltimore hotel room. That Secretary of Maryland Department of Health and Human Services later resigned, citing health reasons. Secretary Lopez, the General Assembly passed two bills this session, including Kanaya's law to address foster care practices. And still, we find neglect. Still, we find children are being left behind. Children are dying. Children are not being protected from the bureaucracy and the incompetent, inefficient individuals that are running some of these state agencies. Now, I'm sure there are good people, caring people that are in these agencies, but they're not in management positions. You know, if I was a manager in this, this would not stand. You would either make sure that this was a priority for every child, or you wouldn't be working in that agency. And see, Westmore likes to crow about the 31,000 people, federal folks that Trump laid off in the state of Maryland. He's all concerned about those federal employees that lost their jobs. What about the employees right now in state government that should lose their jobs? Not a peep out of Westmore about this. And you won't find anybody by his mouthpieces, Amar Moussa or Carter Elliott IV. Either one of them would be magically silent as they crow every day about his accomplishments on X and put out these glowing, effusive press releases. Where are these individuals? Do they not care? Apparently not. Somebody who does care about your hearing is Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at Audiology Associates. They're just the best. They really are. 10 locations to serve you. They helped my wife a couple of years ago with hearing issues. They'll help you. And I would recommend that if you're having any kind of hearing issue, you call, make an appointment today. But even as we start to age, you want to make sure that you get a benchmark hearing test so you know where your hearing levels are. If there should be any changes in your hearing, it's great to document that and address them sooner rather than later. We do know that hearing loss in seniors can lead to feelings of social isolation, in some cases early signs of dementia. So get that hearing checked out, much like you do your annual physical or your vision test. Call today for your appointment, 410-944-3100 or aaiaudiology.com. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines, and here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Baltimore and the metro area could see severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Storms are expected to develop between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. with a risk of heavy downpours, lightning, and wind gusts of 40 to 60 miles per hour. The high winds could down trees or power lines as the storms move through the region. BGE says the public should stay away from any downed wires and call 877-778-2222. To report the location. And Anthony Brown has announced a $45 million multi-state settlement with the company behind Cash App. The settlement resolves allegations that Block Incorporated misled consumers about the security of Cash App, failed to protect users from fraud, and didn't provide the fraud protection and resolution process required by law. In addition to the settlement payment, Block has agreed to address the security of its payment platform for consumers and maintain customer support to resolve fraud complaints. And the Harford County Health Department says a fox that was found in Bel Air tested positive for rabies on Wednesday. Health officials say the fox that was in the 2500 block of Cullum Road may have exposed people and pets in the surrounding areas. Anyone who had contact with the animal in that area is urged to call the health department for a follow-up. Residents should stay vigilant and avoid contact with wild or stray animals. And two Maryland men have been arrested in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, on drug and gun charges. Police in Greenburg were called to investigate a report of men selling steaks from a freezer in the back of a pickup. When officers approached, they claimed they smelled marijuana and saw bags of weed and a gun in the truck. A search warrant turned up two guns, and police arrested Malik Fisher of Baltimore and Malik Wilson of Essex. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, you were telling me about some of the success your customers are having with your Fix It to Sell program.
Yeah, Sean, it's an absolute game changer. We just helped the Martinez family who needed to sell their mother's home in order to help fund her retirement. So getting every dollar possible was very important. They had a quote from a contractor. They were planning on doing significant renovations to the home. I was able to cut out parts of the bid that would not yield a good return, use my own contractors for less than half of the original bid. We managed all the contractors and timelines for a stress-free experience. And Sean, we just went under contract in 4 days for 100% of list price, which was the highest ever sold in that community.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. If you want to get the most money possible, call or text my good friend Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
833 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, heads up locally now. There's a wreck on Old Court Road near Park School Drive, and there are three medic units heading into that area, so that traffic between the Greenspring Avenue and the JFX as you're coming along that area of Old Court Road, that's a little windy right through there, so be on the lookout. Number of flashing lights arriving there. Was an accident confirmed in the right lane on the inner loop here at I-70. It looks like now they may be off the roadway. The pace just in the last couple of minutes has started to improve there, but we did back up before the ramp and the bridge at Edmondson Avenue. So we'll keep an eye on that. And even the pace a little bit better from the wreck that was still cleaning up northbound on I-95 at the Beltway on the Rosedale side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking a chance for strong to severe storms today. Downpours, damaging wind gusts, and even some hail possible. Otherwise, hot and a little more humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. Sean Casey with Stein on sports. Well, Oriole Park at Camden Yards last night. It was a slugfest, and unfortunately, the Orioles got out-slugged. Cubs 9, Birds 7. Tyler O'Neill went deep twice for the Birds, dropping 3 in a row, 7 of their last 10 games overall. Dean Kramer gave up 4 home runs. The Cubs hit 5 dingers in all. They'll try to salvage a 3-game set. Originally, that game was scheduled for 6:35 tonight. It's been moved up due to the impending weather. 1:35 first pitch today at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Former Major League reliever and pitching coach Phil Regan has died at the age of 89. He pitched with the Dodgers back in 1966, also managed the Birds for a little bit. World Cup soccer today. France and Morocco score off in New England semifinal match. It's actually a rematch of the 22 tournament from Qatar. Meanwhile, Argentina and Switzerland will play on Saturday. England and Norway clash earlier that day. Friday features a matchup between Spain and Belgium from California. Finally, at Wimbledon yesterday, the quarterfinals underway. Alexander Zverev earned a straight set victory against Taylor Fritz in men's singles. He'll face Arthur Fury in the semis. Women's singles, Linda Noskova tops Elise Mertens, and Marta Kostyuk beat Jasmine Paolini at Wimbledon. And finally, the Indianapolis Colts will induct longtime kicker Adam Vinatieri into their ring of honor. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 836, 24 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's Thursday morning. That means tonight at 5:30, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth on Fox 45. She joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean.
So I don't know about you, but I did not lose power. I did. Members of my family did. Members of my staff did. But a lot during that oppressive heat and those storms, the lights were flickering on and off, back and forth, and it just get you to wonder how reliable is our energy grid going forward here, and major concerns about our electricity and the cost, right?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I was fortunate we didn't lose power either, but I know obviously thousands and thousands of customers did. And, you know, over the 2 days, July 4th and 5th, the various storms really, and the heat really, put this issue back into the focus. And for a lot of people, it never really went away. They see those energy bills every month continue to creep up and up and up. And so, you know, this is an issue that we've been talking about for several years, and it doesn't look like it's going away.
No, it doesn't. And now, to add insult to injury, BG has requested a rate hike, and I think the PSC is going to delay that to January. But we had this Utility Relief Act, which gave us all of $12.50 a month in relief, but now they're requesting an $8 increase, so pretty much wipes out that relief, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's... probably was a gut punch for many people, although I've heard from several Marylanders who say, you know, $12.50 is nice, but really what is $12 going to do for me when we're paying hundreds of dollars every month for these bills? And, you know, luckily we don't have the oppressive heat right now that we had just a few days ago, but it's still early in the summer, and who knows what's in store for us in the next couple of weeks and months. And then we get into the winter where we know that the price to heat your home is also incredibly high. And so with the rate hikes, you know, on the table, and whether it happens in January or not, you know, I think it really puts lawmakers and policy experts back in the spotlight about what is the long-term solution here, because the $12.50 was great, but that's not really solving the ultimate problem.
No, you hit it. The long-term solution in this Hail Mary of a Utility Relief Act, which is sort of like the Roman Bread and Circuses Act, you look at it, and they really didn't address energy generation in this bill. And we're looking now at importing 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania, and that's going to increase. It's Virginia and Maryland both import a lot of energy from Pennsylvania, and if Pennsylvania ever says we can't give it to you, we're going to be seeing brownouts and blackouts, and that's a concern for a lot of Marylanders.
Oh, certainly. And, you know, I think the issue of the brownouts and blackouts, I mean, this just reminds me of the issue with the MPRP, right, the Piedmont Reliability Project, and that's something else we're going to talk about later today, too. But it's the looming concern of these brownouts and blackouts, I often feel like, puts people in a bind, or they feel pressure, like they have to make decisions because they don't want these to happen. And obviously nobody wants to see brownouts or blackouts happen. That is not the ultimate goal. But depending on who you talk to, they don't necessarily, you know, think that maybe that might not happen. And so we can take our time and really look at this and talk about, you know, is this something we need to be doing right now, even though the pressure is there to make these decisions?
Do you believe the governor might be a bit hypocritical in requiring data centers to provide their own source of energy, but at the same time not doing lifting a finger to stop the MPRP or to alleviate people's concerns?
I mean, I think that's an interesting question, John. I think, you know, the MPRP, we had the issue with the eminent domain, and the governor had been, you know, pressured a lot to really take action. He put the onus on the PSC and argued that that was an independent process. And the data center issue, that is something that a lot of people are looking at. They should bring their own energy. These data centers can be a suck on the grid, and so they need to bring their own supply. But then we have the issue of the backup generators, right? And the diesel generators, and what does that do for the environment? So it's a double-edged sword, I think. And it's interesting because you have people who argue, you know, more clean energy policies, and the data centers are here and they're part of the conversation. So what do you do about it? And people don't really have the answer.
Yeah, because the data centers do consume a lot of electricity and also water. But I did see an interview recently with somebody saying there's an alternative now to cooling them. So Maybe people are working on it, but I just find that the MPRP really is for what? It's for data centers in Frederick and in Northern Virginia, and people's right. land are being, their farms, their property, they're all going to be taken, because very rarely do the residents win in these eminent domain cases. That's all being right. taken, and at the same time, they're telling us, oh no, we're fighting these data centers.
Oh, right. We're fighting these data centers. And, you know, the MPRP has been described as an extension cord from Pennsylvania yeah. to Virginia. And, you know, will Marylanders really ultimately see any benefit from this? And that is still an unanswered question. And we know that the data centers just continue to drain more resources. And the flip side argument is that data centers are necessary for where we're going and society with AI and everything and that, you know, comes with that. But Marylanders who are facing this question, I mean, we've been following MPRP for how long now? And the eminent domain issue can really upend families. And people have had this land for so long, and now all of a sudden there's really not much they feel like they can do about it.
Yeah, but some states do have lower energy prices, certainly than Maryland. That's because we're importing much of ours. More with Mackenzie Frost coming up in just a second. Here she goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of areas on the interstate still a problem. The construction zone, which is here in Harford County, they block a lane. They work during the day. Northbound 95, 76-mile marker at Route 24. They're blocking the left-hand lane through there. Northbound 95 in Rose. That wreck is under the beltway as you're coming up from the city county line. So there at the 63-mile marker on the northbound side, there's still a delay, not a major backup. You still have the express lanes available to get around that. And whatever was there on the inner loop of the beltway at I-70 has cleared itself. The backup is still slow back to between Edmondson Avenue and Route 40 West. Baltimore County has arrived now at the wreck. Heads up on Old Court Road at Park School Drive. Several medics are also now in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 weather authority forecast, a chance for strong, severe storms, heavy rain, damaging wind gusts. Here we go again. Otherwise hot and humid. Upper 80s today. Right now, 76 in our state capital of Annapolis. It is 75 downtown Baltimore on our newsmaker hotline. Mackenzie Frost of In Depth, of course, tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Special session now, August 3rd through the 5th. To what do you attribute Bill Ferguson's sudden reversal?
Well, he says that it was the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, right, on the Voting Rights Act. What else could it be, Sean? I don't know. We take him at his word, right?
He's free of any primary competition now, that's for sure.
Right, right. And, you know, I asked him this when we sat down with the Senate president about a week or so before the primary, and I asked him that. I said, look, you know, people are going to say that you changed your mind because of this primary election. Did that have anything to do with the fact? I mean, he was so staunchly opposed to redistricting for months and really taking a lot of heat from other people, including, you know, national Democrats coming in. We saw Hakeem Jeffries come here to lobby him to change his mind, and that didn't work. And so you can read into that however you want. He says, no, the election had nothing to do with it. It was really the Supreme Court ruling. And, you know, this special session will not be for maps specifically. It'll be for the constitutional amendment language that will ultimately go before the voters. But, you know, it really is incredibly, we've come full circle on this in less than a year.
Yeah, it's just an amazing turnaround. That is for sure. Another story that you have been working on for a long, long time is the Safe Streets, franchise. And, the latest now is Antoine Burton is now case. Ivan Bates is not going to prosecute for attempted second degree murder, and they're handing it over to the feds. Why do you think that's happening?
Yeah, it was kind of it was a little shocking yesterday, right? Antoine Burton was supposed to be in court for a preliminary hearing for those attempted first and second degree murder charges, drug, a lot of gun charges, and there's some conversations about whether he had any sort of drugs on him as well. But That preliminary hearing did not happen, and instead, their state attorney's office is passing this off to the federal government for the U.S. attorney's office for him to face, you know, some federal charges, potentially a gun charge, a probation violation. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that we don't quite know for sure yet what happened. But we know that the state's attorney's office has a strong partnership and working relationship with the U.S. attorney's office. And Ivan Bates has been clear he will go to the federal government if he believes that it's the stronger penalty. And so given Mr. Burton's criminal history, you know, Bates argues that there is a potential for stronger penalties that he could face at the federal level. And it doesn't take the attempted first-degree murder charge off the table completely. There is still the option for the state's attorney's office to bring that back. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in court. Ivan Bates argues that if he's, you know, charged and convicted and sentenced to the fullest extent, he could be in prison for 10 to potentially 20 years, which puts him in his 70s. He's 51 right now. But I think there are still a couple of lingering questions about what happened with this case. Was there any sort of breakdown and the feds were like a second choice? I think we don't really know.
Yeah, well, we have him on surveillance video firing a weapon he shouldn't have been in possession of, number one. Number two, right, trying to kill somebody. And that's all pretty. So to me, it either two things are possibilities here, and we'll get your thoughts. One is that for some reason Bates thinks he has a weak case, or two, he doesn't want to take this before a Baltimore jury.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to see a weak case given what we have seen out there, right? I mean, the surveillance video was pretty clear. It's not grainy. We've got a couple angles of a suspect who police say that they've identified as Antoine Burton. But, you know, I think that maybe it's sending a message. Federal cases carry a little more weight in terms of just perhaps perceived seriousness. And so, I think that is interesting. I want to talk to the state's attorney himself in person. We got the statement from him, but I would like to talk to him in person and try and get a little more information about, you know, what's going on here and what was the rationale.
Yeah. And finally, again, the protocols for vetting of these individuals. This is a guy that a career criminal attempted second-degree murder charge, and somehow Lightbridge thought he'd be a good fit.
Right. I mean, this raises the questions all over again that we've been looking at for years about how what's the vetting process for these workers. And Lightbridge says that he came to them recommended by the community. By who?
The criminal community.
I think that is interesting. And I understand the idea behind credible messengers and someone with lived experience. But I think that this really raises the question of where do we draw the line on what is perhaps too much lived experience.
Very good. Tonight, it is In-Depth with government investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost at 5:30 on Fox 45. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good, Sean. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Well, a couple from Virginia helped save six people after a boat began sinking on the York River on the 4th of July. They pulled four adults and two children from the water and brought them to safety before emergency responders arrived. Here's Bill Every and one of the women he saved.
When we got within like 10 yards of it, we could hear people screaming. My wife screamed, "There's babies in the water, there's babies in the water." So I turned the boat port side to it, and I just watched the sea conditions and the drift so that I could just drift down onto them. The mamas grabbed their babies and were holding them and crying, you know, and they were thanking us for saving them.
We were just holding onto the boat, and then when they came, we were just so grateful.
Just an amazing story, and there are a lot of water rescues already this summer, and it's something that you got to be careful. You got to be safety first, safety conscious when you go anywhere near water or on the water here during this summer season. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right? And you can check them out at townappliance.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayor and Mayor will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
853, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, if you're traveling south from D.C. down towards Richmond, the lower areas of Leonard Town down through there. Very heavy rain right now through there. And then on the far north end of the eastern shore, right close to 301 at the Delaware line, almost getting into Elkton and up through that area, another area of heavy rain to factor in the extra time. Northbound 95, construction is slowing traffic, Harford County at Route 24. They're still working on the wreck on 95 north at the Beltway in Rosedale. They're slowing right there at the scene. The inner loop a little slow yet through Catonsville. We had a wreck earlier. It was minor on the inner loop at I-70. It's clearing, but the backup was still there. Crossing Route 40, Baltimore County is out with the wreck. They're on Old Court Road at Park School Drive, and there is road blockage and an investigation still underway for the local traffic through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chance of a very strong severe thunderstorm today, heavy rain, damaging winds, hail maybe as well, hot, humid, upper 80s, 76 right now, flood watch in Ellicott City, and it is 77 in Severn. So we have an op-ed today in the Baltimore Sun, and it is written by Colin Pascal. I don't know Mr. Pascal, and he's probably a very fine man and gentleman, but he's also executive director of the Hogan Institute at Washington College. And Washington College, as you know, if there's a listen, my son Hunter had a great education there, graduated from there, played lacrosse there, and graduated with a degree in biology. Wonderful school, wonderful education. And I applaud the fact that they're, you know, at least having something like this for politics. But what Mr. Pascal is engaging in is a little bit of historical revisionism. Here's the headline. Rejecting division is key to securing America's future. That's the headline. And in it, he talks about factionalism, too many of our political leaders leading to greater discord and dysfunction, too many exploiting, exacerbating our division and demonizing political opponents. Is that not what Larry Hogan did to Dan Cox? I understand Dan sued him, and I understand he was piqued at that. But didn't he demonize Dan, call him a whack job, a QAnon whack job? And he wasn't, would never step foot in the governor's mansion. He then goes on to praise what he calls the new bipartisan leaders. One is Utah's Spencer Cox, who is a moderate Republican. Then Raphael Warnock, the radical left-wing preacher that's a senator from Georgia. Of course, Josh Shapiro, Ben Sasse, all the never-Trumpers get shout-outs. And he says Larry Hogan left the office with a 77% approval rating. Hogan's pragmatism, steady leadership, and independence kept a better version of politics alive, even as our public culture raced towards callousness and cruelty. Well, if anyone kind of lit the match in the Republican Party in Maryland, it's Larry Hogan. And then he goes on to talk about the Hogan Institute and why it's founded, why it's necessary, and so on and so forth. But I just find it just incredibly hypocritical. And, this historical revisionism, Christian, that the headline, "Rejecting Division is Key to Securing America's Future," when he was the chief divider of the Maryland GOP.
What about when he also ran to the cameras for the Sunday national shows every week to bash Trump and to be used by networks like CNN and MSNBC at the time and whoever else would take him? I mean, I don't know if this school, is this like a monument or a library built to Larry Hogan's ego, and it's insulated by his yes men constantly telling him he's so great and he's the only one? You know, it's just ridiculous. Right, he was the most divisive. And I thought that was actually his motivation in life, because his father was in Congress, was the only one, that, you know, or the first one or whatever, that stood up to Richard Nixon. So, right. You know, you put morals before party and blah, 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 blah. But then he came into office with that, like, agenda. Like, I'm going to look for somebody on purpose in the same party to go after so that I'm the hero. I don't know how you can be. I mean, he's as a lack of self-awareness as a lot of the Democrats. Like, what he accuses other people of, he's actually, itself, you know, it's projection, mirroring.
Yeah, well, he always said he was a big fan of Reagan, but Reagan is the one with the 11th commandment, said, "I shall not speak ill of other Republicans," if you're an elected leader. That's, again, but this idea that 77% approval rating, you know, again, I don't know who they polled for that. You were polled the Republican primary, the Republican base primary. Republican voters were just, they were not happy with what Larry did with the assault on our Constitution, on our rights, our ability to go to school, to worship. Of course, he kept the liquor stores open and the rest of the other stuff. So, again, were some good things about Larry Hogan? Yeah, there were some good things. But, I just think this is they're trying to elevate him to some kind of pedestal when it is not warranted. And, I'm disappointed Washington College would pick him to be the bipartisan messenger here when he has done more than any other prominent Republican figure to destroy the Maryland Republican
and
Party.
He really revealed his colors in the second term after he won re-election the second time. But, you know, the blowback was, the result was what happened when he ran for Senate statewide. Could win statewide, but that's what people really thought of him. So it doesn't matter. I don't care about his results before that.
Stay tuned. Kim is next. See you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland. Radio.